It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Thawne.
Why don't we go late? We can. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, well,
thank
then.
God.
Woo!
Thank God.
As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
I have a couple beers.
One,
you might still be
two,
awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Likes the feminist rock.
Yeah, it's good.
That was L7, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Remember when they were playing in England and she took out her bloody tampon and threw it into the crowd?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. I remember when I masturbated to that story.
So,
oh my God.
We are the Aristocrats. I'm Derek. With us, as always, is Matthew.
All systems, penis.
Happy birthday, Matthew.
And it's Matt's
birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Me. Yeah.
Steven's with us.
Hi.
Newly inked Steven.
That's right.
Earthquake. And Vaughn.
Hey. Oh. Newly.
Wow. Large animal head tattoo on his arm.
You. Oh, I thought you were talking about Vaughn wearing blue. Oh, you look like Earthquake.
Oh, no, we're talking about you and your tattoo.
Well, that's still funny, but not as funny as my...
We're in Houlihan's for Matt's birthday with his family, and I said, what is he getting again? And Matt said, a wolf. He's Earthquake.
This was a tiger.
This was a tiger.
Yeah, he had
yeah.
a big tiger head.
We kind of went through our memory and did that.
Oh, whoops.
But close enough.
Wow, that's funny.
We played the L7 because all we talk about is wrestling.
It's true.
And today is, or was, Brian Pillman's birthday. He would have been 45.
But he's dead.
And he's one of the few wrestlers that I genuinely really liked.
And he's dead.
And he is fucking dead.
How many years?
God, he died in what,
99, 2000?
Was it?
It had to have been.
Oh, like, no, it was earlier than that. No, it was like maybe 97.
97-ish.
Nah, was it?
97 or 98, something like that. It was right around, was it around Louis Capaldi?
So like almost coming up on 10 years, probably?
Is it really that long? My God.
Probably.
I'm going to have to look it up.
God, has it been that long?
My God, man.
So there's no skin left on his bones.
Okay. Did you check that?
He probably looks like the BJ
97.
Hulk, 97. The Hulk fucking worm thing.
What the fuck was up
that
with
thing
that?
That thing was fucking hilarious.
Was.
I really wanted them to leave that up so I can stare at it.
I thought the
so ridiculous.
I thought the whatever the Jabba part of him was just the penis to begin with, and they added another one. I
mean, there was a penis on the penis.
His penis had a penis.
It's hard because we're like half doing show prep, half listening to BJ, half listening to each other, and half doing something else. Because, you know, we give 200% on the show.
And that and that son was so fucking sad.
I know. Yeah. And then so they're talking about, like, this Hulk drawing. I said, all right, well, I have to see this. And I look, and it's like Hulk Hogan with a top hat and, like,
I don't understand that.
A monocle. But he has, like, a Jabba the Hutt body, which we only presume could be a giant penis.
Yeah. Maybe he was just the conglomeration of the aristocrats.
Yeah. Just all of them in one. And but then they gave his big slug penis thing a penis with blonde pubic hair.
It's a combination of wrestling, Star Wars, penis,
yeah,
top hat, and monocle.
It was the aristocrats. You're right.
It's the new aristocrats logo.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
With handlebar mustache.
You got to have that.
Of course.
Oh, my God. So that was funny.
Wonderful.
Or maybe he was taking some lessons from Mick Jagger. That awful story I read before.
That can't be real.
I don't know.
I believe
ridiculous.
It.
What was it?
It was on the internet. Must be true.
It was ridiculous.
Apparently, Mick Jagger has a problem with his penis.
It's pretty small.
That affect his penis?
An ex-lover outed him, I guess, and said he had a very small unit.
Oh, he's Irish.
So he went to
Mick Jagger.
Who was it? David Bowie.
All bag, no pipe.
All potato, no meat.
I said he's a Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Wow.
God.
That was just awful.
Okay.
So he went into the Amazon jungle.
Oh, he did.
With some woman, and they take a piece of bamboo and they put it around the male member, as they call it, and then they put bees in there and close it up, so the bees sting it, it swells up to the size of the inside of a bamboo stick, which is apparently quite large. But wouldn't it like go away eventually?
Yeah. And so, it'd be unusable.
Yeah, and very red, and possibly infected.
And possibly have to be amputated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is, it's possibly the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
What could you possibly do with it? Were you going to find like a bushman and fuck him in the ass?
Go
real
for
quick?
It.
By the time you get on a plane and get back to England, it's going to be either fallen off or all the swelling.
Yeah, I don't understand how that could work.
I don't understand either. Some people are really dumb.
So the thing is, he went through the whole thing, but it couldn't fill the whole bamboo chute.
Wow.
Is that what he's trying to say?
Probably.
It was a chopstick.
It was a chopstick? What?
They opened it up, and he was fine, and the bees came out, and they were just laughing.
And she was looking at everybody else.
The bees, like, there's no one to sting. There's nothing to sting.
Yeah. They come out like, where is that? I don't get it.
Did you guys keep the wrappers from the chopsticks?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hands, that was fucking funny.
Darn it.
Yeah. What did it say? It was like, explain how to use it. It was just very complicated, convoluted instructions.
Yeah. Carly, we went to Houlihan's, and Carly, of course, finds the weirdest fucking thing on the menu, some kind of weird raw fucking tuna thing. So they give her chopsticks with it, and they're just generic. I guess you can order them out of a catalog
if
you work in a restaurant or whatever. And they're from China, and it says, like, welcome to Chinese restaurant, blah, 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 all this. And it has these, like you said, very convoluted
instructions. Very good Chinese food. Very good Chinese restaurant, it said.
Yeah, yeah. And it explains in detail how to hold the sticks, and then after it tells you how to pick stuff up, it says, now you can pick up anything.
What does that mean?
Anything.
What?
You can pick up a cinder block. You can pick up a small child.
You can fucking snatch an asteroid out of the sky with them.
Or some sushi.
Save the earth.
You can jerk off Mick Jagger.
See?
Wow.
Bruce Willis didn't have to die an arm again. He could just had chopsticks.
It's true. If he had chopsticks, he could have picked it up.
And then he could have had a nice tuna roll.
Disgusting.
It really is.
Anyway, the chopsticks. Oh.
And then there was something else on the front that was funny. But of course, we didn't keep it. Whatever. It's just basically horrible grammar. You know,
not even grammar.
So I wrote
not even
it.
Following any rules of English.
So they just basically just throw it in Babelfish and hit translate. And
exactly.
Cut and paste.
Glorious history-ish past of China.
Yeah. And cultural.
And
yeah.
cultural. And cultural. With no period.
And that was it. And cultural.
Well, there was a period before it said and cultural, but it just had the lowercase and. And I don't understand. It was ridiculous.
It's they're Chinese, but again,
though. Okay.
I don't know.
You want to take a shot at the Chinese, Derek? Go ahead.
No, we just make fun of Japanese. Uh-huh.
So that last graphic design job I did was totally good.
What was that?
Well, it's all bad English. It's, you know, pretty much me doing it.
Okay. All right.
What are we talking about?
Make the place grind to a halt, babies. Yeah. All
right, bring up a story quick.
They would open it up and there'd be a little thing in there that says, "You're the Chinese food."
What are you talking about?
Wow. Yeah, Vaughn, you really killed it.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't even want to do the show anymore.
I don't either.
I quit.
Matt's birthday.
Hit, hit the music.
Let's go have some cake.
Let's go to the bar.
Yeah.
Let's go to the bar.
That's it. We're done.
What?
So anyway.
She farted in your face.
Bring up that story we were talking about.
I was going to end the show.
Oh.
Okay. We'll do it.
Oh, grow up.
I'm fucking tired anyway.
I'm fucking tired.
What happened? She
jumped up here. And farted in her face. But I
think she pooped in there. Lola just farted and pooped. Great.
His dog is awesome.
Who was saying to do what now?
That's close shot.
I think your dog is fucking allergic to wheat.
Could be.
I'm doing better.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, I'll have some periods, though.
Speaking of periods.
Oh,
God.
Matt just brought this up before the show, and this just sounds like the worst idea ever. Mm-hmm.
How to end the world.
Birth control pill that eliminates women's periods wins FDA approval.
Yeah, not good.
The first birth control pill meant to put a stop to women's monthly periods indefinitely has won federal approval in the United States.
I know they came up with one last year, the year before, that would be every 4 months, I think it was.
It was like an It was something you had to, like, they had to put in your surgically.
Yeah, you get shots.
Yeah, so, the shots, they've been around for a while.
They shoot you up
the
coochie.
Well, now, only like last year or whenever it became popular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As popular as that could be.
Yeah.
But now.
Now, what does it
forever,
do?
Forever.
It eliminates
just
it.
Fucking
goodbye.
Boil your uterus. Just
yeah, like
shit it out.
Like
what
a
does the
haggis.
Article say, Derek?
I don't know. It's very long.
All right,
what
words.
Is the first couple?
And there's
paragraphs
an ad
say.
For Mexico right in the middle.
Paraphrase well, for Matt, go. Please.
The country that needs it has an ad in it.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? I know.
Well, it's the first such pill to receive the FDA approval for continuous use.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. When taken daily, the pill can halt women's menstrual periods indefinitely and prevent pregnancies. In the latest approved oral contraceptive to depart from the 21 days on, 7 days off regimen that had been standard since birth control pills.
So it turns the woman's uterus into a barren wasteland?
Basically.
Mm.
It turns it into Tatooine.
Okay.
It's not approved in Canada. Thank God.
Of course.
We're going to Canada.
Because they're fucking smart.
Because they like having kids.
I guess so.
Oral contraceptive to me equals just dropping it in her mouth.
Yep.
That's an oral contraceptive.
It really is.
That was classy.
Yeah.
Let's get the bumper stickers made.
Well, look how classy he is tonight, though.
I'm
going to
send
no
back all
on?
The Aristocrats bumper stickers and have that made instead.
You know, drop it in her mouth.
Oral contraceptive.
That can be taken a lot of ways.
In her mouth.
That could be exactly. That could be taken a lot of ways.
Dropping the pill in her mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty mad.
Because it stinks. The pills contain a low dose of two hormones already widely used in birth control pills: ethanol, estradiol, yeah, and levonorgestrel.
A whole lot of big words.
Canada doesn't want it.
Most of roughly 12 million U.S. women who take the birth control pill do so to prevent pregnancy.
Really?
Others rely on hormonal contraceptives to curb acne or regulate their monthly periods.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the thing that most people were kind of weirded out about this whole thing. It's because, you know, some women actually do it to actually regulate everything.
Yeah.
Sure.
If they actually went and took this one, they'd have nothing.
Yep.
It would it just be completely done.
Yeah, birth control, it makes like their tits fatter and stuff. So that's cool.
Sometimes.
It helps.
It makes them fatter in general.
It makes
them
a little milkier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Milkier.
Excuse me, I have to go clean up shit.
Because it's really starting to smell fucking bad.
I don't...
I've been holding it in for about 45 seconds now.
To a river.
This dog has to go. I'm sorry, Carly.
Seriously. Don't you have like an incinerator downstairs or something you throw?
She's like, I understand.
Well, the dog's all like scared now. The dog's going to hide.
It's the dog and Derek when Derek was eating gluten all the time. They were Dutch ovening her every other night.
Oh, my God. So what does this mean exactly? So you just take it on a regular basis and you just won't get it until you stop taking it?
Yeah, you won't become a raving fucking bitch.
Well, I guess.
I got PMS. No, you don't.
I think that's normal.
So then when women, you want to have kids, you just stop taking it?
What I've been told...
Oh, God.
No,
it looks like a diaper.
I was just going to say that. A little doggy diaper.
His tissue looks like he filled a diaper.
Oh, fuck.
What I've been told and what I've kind of read is that...
Scumbag.
Is that if you take... It's like a once-a-month thing.
Yeah.
And it completely barrens you out.
Wow.
And supposedly,
Baron, I love
supposedly
that term.
If you do start taking yourself off of it, it might, like, restart everything again.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I'm not exactly sure about that.
I can see a lot of bad things happening because of this.
Yeah, our whole race would be destroyed.
Well, our whole race gone, erased.
Oh my God, it smells worse every second. It's getting worse.
The Cubans and the Puerto Ricans and the Mexicans will keep breathing, but the whites will be dead within 10 years if we do use this damn pill.
I wonder if they could approve this in China.
Derek, you live in it. You didn't step in it.
But
I can't
anyway,
concentrate with this nasty.
I know. I'm getting a headache.
I can't concentrate looking at your arms.
And she's just sitting there staring at us like, huh?
She's like, huh?
She's like, hey, guess what? I derailed the show, guys.
I know.
Too bad.
Again.
Seriously.
She does it every week.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Anybody interested about this?
No.
Yeah, this fucking story sucks.
Thanks, guys.
Tim says normal birth control pills give you 4 months to a year to be able to have children again.
Oh, hey, Tim. I have friends.
So this
I'd imagine this rots your ovaries completely.
So
probably.
This, so if you actually went off this, it would probably take twice as long to revert your vagina back to normal.
Well, I guess it's...
Not my vagina.
I mean,
yours,
is it
maybe
permanent or is it
no,
just
I'd
like,
assume it just overlaps as long as you keep taking it.
Yeah.
That it would just continue until you stop.
Okay. So
I like this isn't just like a one-time pill that'll be like...
Boom!
You ain't going to ever have kids. That's a big decision to make.
It reverts your uterus back to 12 years old.
You know what? They probably inject the pill with like genetic coding from Vaughn, and it just turns her ovaries into a fucking useless slob.
You motherfucker! God damn!
What the fuck did I do
to you, you sleeveless prick?
They're wearing Kevin Smith Vans and the t-shirts too tight.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, fuck.
A useless slob.
Come on. Let it out.
Kidding.
Let it out while you still can.
He's very useful.
Start beating you in the head with something.
Yeah, sure you will.
I will. My balls.
A useless slob.
Yeah, thank you. He'll throw those at some point in the show.
I love it.
Drumsticks.
Derek is
now. Well, now I know how to pick stuff up. Yeah. Anything.
Oh, could you imagine what you could pick up with drumsticks?
My God, forget about it.
You could lift up a Toyota.
Can you pick up my dignity on the floor? It's in pieces.
Oh, stop.
You lost
dignity
that a long time ago.
Yeah, when I met you.
Yeah.
You were like berating me the entire hour before the show.
Wah.
Exactly. My pussy.
The second you walked in here, you said, hey, what's up, no sleeves?
What's up, stating the
what's
obvious?
What's up, obvious?
Yeah.
Like
he comes in here and he just like says whatever he sees, but he forms it as insults.
Hey, what's up, overweight guys?
Hey, what's going on? You're wearing a hat. Fuck you. You don't have sleeves, and your hair is long, and...
Come on.
What's up?
Hey, Carly. Yeah, bandana.
What's up, guy with teeth who breathes oxygen?
You work.
What's going on, carbon-based life forms?
No, that's too big. That's too big of a word.
Yeah. And his head explodes.
I know, that was...
And then the real Vaughn comes in.
Anyway.
You motherfucker.
You fucking bipeds.
Oh, God. What's up, you created beings?
Oh.
We done?
We're all created in the image of the spaghetti monster.
That's right.
Oh, I wish.
The flying spaghetti monster.
Well, you derailed the show in the beginning, and we brought it back up.
This
thanks
is good.
To you, so.
Now we've got momentum going here.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's we fine. We can award Vaughn.
Yeah.
We got momentum back.
He's getting mad.
He's bringing comedy back.
Yeah. We're just what are you going to do, not deliver my mail?
I don't deliver your mail, asshole.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, dickhead.
Hello, Vaughn.
Dickhead. Okay.
Wow.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. It's more dog related stuff.
Yeah, fuck the dog.
Right. Dog's done.
So women don't want to have kids. No fucking.
Fucking.
Okay.
Well, no, I guess, no big deal.
Yeah, I guess you better turn gay if you want sex.
Wish a plague on you fucks.
God. Enough of that.
All right. What do we got?
I want to talk about Paula Abdul.
I love Paula Abdul.
Dog tripping on her dog.
Yeah, tripping on her dog. And the biggest quotes ever. Tripping on her dog.
Two steps forward. Two steps into the dog.
Yeah, that was actually funny.
Okay.
She broke her nose.
Yes!
Just days before the season finale.
Which is tonight.
Of American Idol. Is that a tonight?
Big yeah. Jewish nose.
Which just Where? Means she wanted to get a nose job and this is a cover-up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When she fell while trying to avoid stepping on her chihuahua.
Oh, God.
She's just stepped on it. Recovering from the mishap and planned to appear on Tuesday, tonight, and Wednesday night shows. Her publicist said on Monday.
There, she's going to have like some big face mask
she's
on.
Yeah. Some Bruce like, Beefcake.
Yeah, like that.
Fuck. The Vader mask.
The nose guard mask. God. Yeah, that's awesome.
Phantom of the Idol.
Their, come on.
What was their tag team, Hulk and Brutus?
Oh, come on. It was the...
When he had the stupid face mask on.
I don't even want to remember
cause
it.
Bootylicious?
No.
Parasailing accident.
Yes.
No, and Jimmy Hart managed them.
Yeah, because they were feuding with Money Inc. at the time. So what was it? Money Incorporated and...
Fuck.
Tanned, oily, so sweaty
stupid.
Guys.
The Megamaniacs?
Yes.
Was that it?
Yes.
That was it?
Megalomania.
I didn't want to say it.
Megalomania.
Hold on. He remembers you getting boners when you were a kid, and he can't remember that little tidbit of information?
All right. First of all, maybe I wanted to forget about the Megamaniacs. Why would I want to forget about Derek?
You have the visual.
Being
in your
praised
mind.
By his parents for getting a hard on.
Exactly.
I was praising myself.
But they were like, oh, look at that. He's so cute. Let's go get a drink.
And then when a girl would come and he'd meet the parents, be like, oh, he did the loveliest things when he was a kid.
Exactly.
Used to make tents in his pants. Yeah.
I don't know why Chris likes you.
Him and his friends used to circle jerk. Right?
Wow.
Right during my Tupperware party.
They used to play soggy muffin in the kitchen.
I used to invite
would
over
always
the-
lose.
He'd always be watching Brutus on the TV.
That's why
he always had trouble performing when I was in the room.
Oh my God. You sure they don't listen to this?
Nope. Yeah, I hope they do now.
Matt's grandmother wanted to. I was like, yeah. She could handle it, but...
Yeah, she could, actually.
She would like it. She would think it's funny.
She is.
I don't want to bring it up.
Okay. Anyway.
No, she was telling a funny story about talking and... One sleep.
Oh, talking in... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Carly is the queen of that. Oh. She's actually woken me up and had full conversations with me, and I don't realize she's talking in her sleep until she said something really wacky. She'll be talking about work, and I'm like, yeah, okay, why are you telling me this at 3 a.m? And she goes, and they were all made of eggplants. I turn around, and she's
fast
asleep.
I thought everyone was eggplants.
Oh, yeah, everyone was eggplants.
Awesome.
And then I wake her up, and she's like, huh?
What?
But she talks normal.
That. What do you mean?
Yeah. The other night she was whistling in her sleep.
A little orphan Annie? What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Like actually like and I'd look over and she's sleeping.
And the way Derek wakes her up is just to full on shake her like a baby.
Yeah. I shake her like a British nanny.
The baby shaker.
What? Like how much muscle it takes to whistle.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you could just do that in your sleep.
Muscle up, Carl.
But I guess if people can walk in their sleep, then I guess she can...
Yeah.
You're that far away. You're like...
We're putting Vaughn
You're like
sleep.
One or two good nights sleep away from just getting up and doing stuff in your sleep.
It's like... Kill them all.
Remember I used to drug you to get you to go to sleep?
Wow.
Carly used to not sleep at
Healthy
all.
Relationship.
So, like, we would just lay in bed, and she would just sit there in bed going...
I remember hearing about this.
And you didn't choke her to
And
death?
I'm just like...
Well, yeah, that's what he meant by drugging her.
And I used to have to get up in the morning, so I used to give her Tylenol PM. Like, here, take this. And she would...
It's like, honey, I'm going to put this pillow over your head for 2 seconds. Hold one good breath. Ready?
Like a bird, you just throw the cloth over, and she just goes to sleep.
I wish.
Not that easy.
Anyway.
No.
You should put her in the sleeper hold, man.
Yeah,
that would have been it.
Everything could be related to wrestling.
$1 million dream.
There you go.
That's right.
All you need is a dollar and a dream.
All you need is $1 million and a dream.
Okay.
What the?
So Paula Abdul, broken nose. I don't know how we got into this talking about Paula Abdul's broken nose. This is ridiculous, the amount of tangents.
I know.
We go off.
Yeah. We've
the show is such a tree.
Spaghetti monsters.
I guess you can call it that.
Okay.
It's a disaster is what I
call it. All right, yeah.
A big piece of shit. How about that?
We make fun of people for preparing and making like show prep.
Make
like,
fun of them.
Losers. And then we get up here and we're just like,
We're like,
quick, make fun of Vaughn.
Yeah, it's like we're
it never
a bunch
fails.
Of,
it's always good.
We're a bunch of kids lighting a church on fire, sitting in the middle of it.
Wow,
trying to figure a way out.
Okay,
no, I never did that.
No, never.
I've thought about it, but never did it.
No, never. Alan?
No.
So to wrap this up,
she broke her nose. I really don't care.
See, these
I thought
these
it was
are
really great.
To,
fucking dumb cut.
I really,
unbelievable.
Well, these are supposed to like stimulate other conversations, but
yeah,
it is.
If we're not in the mood.
What?
They just kind of like, and she broke her nose. Great.
Well that's stimulated.
What else you got?
We just talked.
Hello, asshole.
About...
Are you paying attention to the show? Nope. We just talked about three different things. In
I know.
That stupid story.
And who brought everything up?
You, but who gave a fuck?
Trying to move things along a little bit.
We are moving along, and now we've circled back to Paula Abdul
and wrestling.
And that's it.
All I hear is a big fat guy crying.
That's going to be in the new promo.
All I hear is a big fat guy crying.
We're probably the same weight, which is funny.
Yeah, we are. But you can call me fat. I don't give a fuck.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'm you guys are the same height.
Approximately.
I think I'm taller.
I'm 6'1".
6'2".
Yeah,
right. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway. We're going to have the ring set up in about an hour.
We're going to go out.
On our next break, we're going to measure their bellies and see who's the champ.
Their belly breadth.
Who's the champ?
We're going to cut them in half and count the rings.
Oh, God. The fucking onion rings.
onion
disgusting.
Rings.
Derek's going to fart.
No, I'm not.
What? No, I'm not.
Brant. I actually have a candle right next to me.
I sound like a frog.
That's a big mistake.
Oh, fuck.
Come on.
We may have to go to break early.
Oh, no. Is Derek almost shat his pants?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with me?
Yeah, there's something else wrong.
What
you need
is
to go
it
back
wrong
to the doctor.
With you?
Has your shitting decreased?
Yeah, and they're solid now, which is good.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Is that good?
As opposed to what?
I don't know. Pure liquid?
Yeah. Well, as opposed to
French toast.
What?
Wow. As opposed to the shrapnel that was coming out of my ass. I just sit down and go, boom!
It's just like rust coming out of your ass.
Yeah.
It's pieces of his intestine.
No, nothing. Yes. Nothing was staying long.
Musket.
Staying stuff. Long enough in my stomach to rust.
Musket fire.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's horrible.
Oh, my God. You are so
gross. What about the frequency?
I'm down to like two.
Why
a day.
Do you want to know so much?
What are you, his doctor? You're the one who told him to get off glucose, whatever it is?
Glutton. No.
Glucose.
Gluke.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
So you're back down to a normal healthy two?
Two a day, which is actually a lot for me. I used to be one every other day.
How?
What?
I don't know.
You holding it in?
Every other day.
Every other day, I would shit.
On a steady diet of like Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And McDonald's.
I had like iron stomach.
Old iron belly.
Yeah.
And that iron stomach has deteriorated to old man
and
belly.
And rarely was I really like oh my God, I have to go.
Mm. When did that start?
It would be, what, the one every other day?
No, like the oh my God, I have to shit thing. When did that start?
Well, every once in a while it would happen, but
constantly.
1997. 10 years ago, he started shitting.
It probably happens when you get older.
4 times a day.
Like, we're not old, but like, think of like when you were like 18 or 19. Like,
that was never a big. I used to hear about like people shitting every day. I'm like, how can you shit every day?
You're supposed to.
I never did. Every other day.
Nasty
I would
fucking
go.
Food we eat.
How is your body?
That means digestive system.
Yeah, that means your body is. You're supposed to shit like every 10 hours.
No.
After you eat.
Every other day.
No.
Yes.
That's just Matt's theory because that's what he does.
No, the average digestion time is 10 hours.
I guess my
what
digestion
are we, sharks?
Was... Do you have a question, Carly?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can we put it on mic?
Your sacred lightsaber.
Oh, no.
That's hers, actually.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
She's touching your lightsaber, Derek. Nope.
No, that is hers. That is hers.
This is fucking in
Mace
a safe
Windu
deposit
lightsaber.
Box.
Lightsaber.
This isn't a safe deposit box.
This is guarded 24/7.
And yes,
probably.
It does say "bad motherfucker" on it.
Wow. And she,
oh,
it's
my God.
Poiple.
It's kind of cool if it wasn't Star Wars.
If it wasn't Poiple.
Missing a couple LEDs.
And do you, who fight, you fight with them?
Mace Windu, who was...
the black guy?
Yeah, Samuel Jackson.
That's it, Samuel.
He got killed.
The yeah, black guy.
The black guy. But yeah, about maybe a month and a half ago, I went from like one every other day to eight a day.
Eight
yeah.
a day.
Oh, on average, God. Sometimes six.
That's astronomical.
That is that's 16 times as often. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like 120% more.
That's a lot more than 120% more. That is a lot more.
That's fucking ridiculous.
And like, it was constant like gas, constant gas movement. Not just like gas, like I'm farting all the time. Like gas pains from like my sternum down constantly all day.
Like he's a white dwarf or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
It's horrible.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Well, you guys lived through it.
Did you like wear? Yeah. I know. Did you just like start wearing like adult diapers?
I was thinking about it.
Contemplating it.
I was getting calluses on my asshole.
It was just becoming annoying, God, to go to the bathroom so often.
Yeah. I was like, fuck! And I'd have to run down there. And I would just, it would literally, my average shit time was probably a minute and a half.
He's shitting a drum if he couldn't get to the toilet done yeah. fast enough. All right, these people wouldn't mind this. In
this is a new fragrance.
Yeah. All day toilet.
It's fucking like lavender and turd.
Smells like a Japanese steam room.
Oh, hot lunch. Splat.
Anybody interested in your shitting, Derek?
No, actually, probably everybody's probably signed off.
Probably.
Yeah.
Whoever's listening to it is not on the chat.
Why don't we bring up the kid getting mauled in your area?
That's true.
Oh,
right.
The coyotes.
Oh, God, yeah. Happened right outside here.
Little coyote outside.
Well, apparently they're building, well, not apparently, they did build a couple of condos down the highway.
Oh, they did.
Which used to be a giant wooded area.
Oh.
Which different. I guess housed.
Also known
this
as
this is a theory.
A habitat.
Yeah, a habitat for coyotes.
And just lots of animals.
Yeah, but specifically these coyotes.
I've never seen Coyote One.
No.
That's ridiculous that they were like, could just live here. Like,
they probably lived there and just stayed there and were happy there.
Yep.
You never saw coyotes getting hit by cars like deers. You never saw them coming out because they are smart.
Yep.
Well, after they plowed that whole area and put condos there, they had nowhere to go. So now they decided to move into my complex. So now every other day we hear about a kid or even adults now being approached and semi-attacked by coyotes.
Peddling coyotes.
Yeah.
You'd be on Dateline, like, what are you doing?
Coyote.
And then he gets mauled.
They're just looking for a place to stay.
Yeah, they have no, they don't know.
We might as well domesticate them.
Yeah, because all we have is woods all around us.
Yeah.
So they're probably just hanging out there, and then eventually they'll see a yummy little five-year-old. Why not?
Or a fat 25-year-old.
Ooh. Ooh.
If you can find one, I mean, I'm 26.
Whatever.
Like, no, not whatever. A year.
Wow. At least you threw a pillow.
Actually, he'll be 27 in only a few months.
Yes. That's scary.
Old motherfucker. Yeah.
Old. You'll be out of the mid-20s.
Is your birthday actually today?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually 10:17 p.m., so.
10:17.
Officially. Not counting leap years.
I was ejected from my mother's womb at 10:17.
Yeah, great. Anyway.
Well, they found you in a toilet. Your mother just shit you out.
He has nothing to say. He's
like,
just smiling.
Well, like, I have these labor pains, but I have to shit. And
like, that's actually happened. Women
that's called
have given
a water birth.
Birth and
pushed
and,
out the kid and shit at the same time.
Yeah. You were given birth in the fucking, like, in the swastika. In a fucking what? Nazi fucking flag.
Wait a minute.
You cock.
Wait a minute.
What?
I love how when he bombs, he just yells out cock plus another word.
What?
Cock.
Now you were born swastika. Cock.
It never sounds like that, asshole.
Actually, if you play it back, can you play it back? You
no,
can't.
I can't, unfortunately.
That would be great if
no,
you
it's
could.
No, it's an instant replay. You retard.
Steve so wishes that life had instant replay.
Yeah.
I do. Oh, my God. Well, I would never even live
it does.
In the future.
It's called Matt.
Yeah.
Well, true. Basically.
Matt remembers everything, whether you want him to or not. I can't believe you came up with Megamaniacs.
I did.
Took him a minute.
That's fucking gay anyway.
No
That's
shit.
Fucking gay. It's pretty fucking gay.
Yeah.
And it's fucking gay.
It really is.
And then Money Incorporated took the mask off and hit him with a chair.
That's right. They blast him with the Halliburton, didn't they?
The briefcase.
The briefcase? Is that what it was? MIA, probably.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I bet when Matt was born, he didn't even cry. He just was like...
That was pretty fucking gay.
Like, that's sad.
What the fuck am I doing here?
This is fucking gay.
Carly has something to say.
Yeah,
off mic.
Yo, you got a microphone, Carly?
I don't.
Oh.
It was really cute today.
It was really cute
what?
Today.
You have to talk on mic. No yeah. one can hear
because
you.
This isn't working. Carly?
Yeah.
Please come here.
All right, Carly's going to say something.
All right.
It has to do with Matt, so it's kind of on subject.
Okay.
Ooh.
But for his birthday,
a little closer.
They were they had the cake and the candles for him, and no one wanted to light them. So his grandma lit one candle.
No, she said, wanted to light them all.
She said, "There, blow it out." And Matt didn't look happy, didn't look excited, didn't even move towards it. Just went from where he sat.
He just like annoyed.
But it was the most pointless.
It was.
But it was really.
Yeah.
It was
silly. We're in the middle of a restaurant, and
it's not one of those restaurants where they come around and they start clapping like fucking idiots.
Oh, I've heard them do that.
I've never heard that once in Houlihan's.
Didn't we get that the other day? Didn't they do the whole birthday clappy thing?
Not once have I ever heard that happen.
Maybe
there.
They were somewhere else.
They don't do that.
Oh.
They would have done it tonight.
It's too upscale for that.
I think if you ask,
Houlihan's is upscale.
If you really ask,
for what it's worth,
it's
pretty much
expensive.
I think if you really ask, they'll do
it. Look
at
the fucking people in there.
Yeah.
But you don't see those people on Fridays.
But it's not like Applebee's or Fridays or any of those other shit places that they're like automatically like.
Yeah, well, they start coming around and clapping, and they sing like a stupid little song. Like, none of those people there want to do that.
No. Stupid non-copyright protected song.
Basically, yeah.
It's all the same fucking
thing. Houlihan's has a birthday song.
That sounds like everyone else's
song.
Stupid.
Sound off. Happy.
Birthday.
That bombed.
Matthew. To you.
I like the one where they sing something funny. Where they say, like, bad news is we sing off key, that one. Have you ever heard that?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That was in Waiting, actually.
That makes me joke.
Was it?
The movie Waiting, yeah.
Never saw it.
Never saw it.
Hilarious.
Either.
Really?
Weren't you there? We watched it at Asshole's house?
No.
Asshole. Yeah.
I was only there once.
No name dropping.
I'm not. That's her.
No, I know.
That's her name. Asshole.
That's her name.
Yeah.
He's not dancing.
That's how I refer to her forever.
No, I only
that
watched...
That movie is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Okay.
You're a big movie guy. You never saw it?
No, I haven't seen it. Yeah. It's Ryan Reynolds is in that play,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And Andy Millen. And Andy Milonakis.
He plays
is in
a
that
small
film,
part.
Right?
He's not very significant, thankfully.
No, I don't want to watch
in life or in the movie.
I don't want to watch a movie where a 35-year-old guy pretends to be a 16-year-old.
I have a new rule for the show. We don't talk about Andy Milonakis. I don't want to hear about him ever again. I want to pretend he doesn't exist.
Just so retarded.
Can we talk about him just this one time?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Actually, I was at my friend's house, and she was watching it, and for whatever reason, I was like...
This is terrible.
I couldn't believe it. This is the noise I made. I was scratching my chin. This is fucking retarded. How does he get paid to do this?
When I first saw the show, I really thought he was very young.
14.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea. What the hell?
How are you going to know?
I had no idea.
Yeah. How are you going to know?
He looks like he's 15. And
younger.
It was, like, very funny. I really liked it a lot.
But then...
And then, well, as soon as I heard he was, like, 39.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, 32 or whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know. I just killed it.
Yep.
I couldn't watch it.
Yes, it's not funny.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Nope.
If a 15-year-old can come up with that stuff, it was very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
not even come up with it, but deliver it.
Yeah. I mean, he had people, like, he would order delivery,
mm-hmm.
like Chinese food, and then he would have them come in, and he was, like, tied to a chair. And he was acting like he was being held hostage.
Yeah.
And, like, the Chinese guy would, like... drop the food and like leave or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was some funny stuff.
Yeah, when you think about it as a little kid, it's funny. But
yeah.
when it's an old man,
a fat Jewish slob.
Those are those bits are funny. The bits where he gets like somebody who comes in
yeah.
and he just fucks with them. That's funny. But the rest of the bits where it's him and a retarded or an old person who was probably just let out of the
and he's like freestyling
out of the invalid home.
Yeah, I don't know. He's very disappointing.
It's like, how much did you pay these people? Are you paying them in dinners?
What?
Like, what the fuck?
What?
He's the skinnier version of the show. Pretty much is all he is.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Break?
That's why it doesn't bother us when people make fun of us.
What?
Break?
Why?
Because we're our own worst critics, really.
It's true.
I love how this is, that we're still talking and stuff like that. All you see here from this one over here is, break.
break. I need
well,
shit.
Well, 45 minutes. Come on.
Cry a fucking river.
Wow.
You know. 45 minutes. We're not even 45 minutes.
Do you got anything to bring to the show right now?
Not right now. I'm annoyed. I need a
Has
drink.
Has anything happened
Why
to you
Why are you
recently?
Annoyed? There's nothing but
I'm
fucking pandandering. That's all he brings to the show.
Whatever. Hungry like the wolf, you fucking asshole. You're starting to look more and more like a damn hillbilly every day.
Earthquake. He is the American badass.
I'm not
today.
Kidding. You got no sleeves. Shirt.
He's talking about how classy Houlihan's is. He shows up with a sleeveless Metallica shirt with a fresh tattoo.
I was going to say, of all shirts. It's,
and my filthy work pants and boots.
It's true. Yeah. And a studded wristband. Yeah. Just one.
And a tattoo of a wolf ripping through his skin.
Yeah, why don't you post my fucking picture on the internet for everybody to see? How about that?
Not like people can't. Yeah, you go to our myspace.com/aristocratsradio and see you right
up
there.
The slaughterhouse.
They don't know that's me.
Yeah, they don't know.
That's not me. That's somebody else made that profile up.
Yeah. And put some ugly guy's picture there.
Wow. Look at that ugly. Come on.
Fucking damn.
Well, anyway, Vaughn, has anything happened to you recently at all?
I'm good.
Well, all right, then.
Cool.
What happened to me? Nothing, really.
I'm just curious.
Well, you can tell us about your bullshit horror convention.
Oh, the fucking...
how about that?
The Monster Mania thing?
That uh-huh. Yeah. That happened.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Monster
that
Maniac was... convention. How'd it go? Anybody famous there?
Yeah, a couple people, but...
Did you get to talk to anybody?
No, I really don't mess with...
A lot of freaks and geeks and fucking...
I can't believe you would avoid a celebrity if you saw one.
No. It's not like it's. They're all sitting in their room in their in the signing rooms.
Yeah,
with like lines. Like what is it? Who the hell is it? PJ Stoll, right?
Who the fuck is that?
PJ Stoll. She was the chick in Halloween.
She was in Halloween. She was in a Rock and Roll High School and stuff like that.
And that's it.
She's her as she's aged, she's declined intensely, not graceful.
Yeah,
that was a sentence and a half.
And
that was like the Babelfish translation of Vaughn.
And she's just
I read that on a fortune cookie.
She's just haggard and old looking.
Yeah, she was pretty hot back in the day.
Oh, yeah, she was. But
she does look like shit, you're right.
Now she looks worse than, like, I don't know, my grandmother, my mother, and my dead aunt combined.
Aunt.
Well, I love my aunt, but she died.
Like, and it was a line going out the place for her.
Of course. Yeah.
Her and, really? Like, what is it? Jeff Fahey, they had a big line for him. I don't understand why.
Who?
Jeff Fahey. He's in The Lawnmower Man. He was in Grindhouse.
Grindhouse.
He's pretty much a B-list celebrity.
Ooh.
And like a lot of like
The Lawnmower Man.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing I remember it from. The last thing I saw was Grindhouse.
What a stupid name for a movie.
It was a good movie though.
The Lawnmower Man.
That's
he plays the retard, and they put him in like a VR suit, a VR system.
Yeah.
And for some odd reason, he creates, like,
omnipotent
power.
It was a really bizarre movie.
Yeah. Isn't that the Kevin Bacon in that movie and shit?
No, that's Hollow Man.
I'm getting hungry.
Hollow Man, there you go.
Kevin.
And that was it? There's nobody else?
Who's the kid who was in the...
Isn't that enough?
Who's the kid who was in the Scooby-Doo movies who played Shaggy?
Oh, Matthew Lillard. Oh.
He was there.
Interesting.
But he was like the big draw.
He was in the biggest piece of shit movie ever, 13 Ghosts.
Yeah,
that was really bad.
Even construed as a horror movie.
That was
it
really
was just horrible.
Really bad.
That was the
I fell asleep in the theater actually watching it.
That was like the two pictures you saw was the one of the Scooby-Doo and the 13 Ghosts pictures. It was like, ugh.
Crime-fighting dog.
And like the guy...
13 Ghosts.
Detective Pooch.
Was it Taylor Mayne? Taylor Mayne.
Tyler Mayne.
Tyler Mayne, yeah. Which I forgot he was a wrestler.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, because somebody was talking to him, and I was just sitting there asking him questions. I wasn't getting anything.
He's a big fella.
He's fucking huge. He's tall as fuck.
It's like 6'10".
He's scary.
6'10". Wow.
Yeah. He's the guy who played Sabretooth in X-Men.
He played Sabretooth.
Oh,
he
was a wrestler?
Yeah, a long time ago.
He's going to play Myers.
I think he tagged with Nash.
He's fucking James Hetfield plus The Undertaker.
Basically, yeah, he really like. he's combined. Yeah.
He's going to be Michael Myers in the new movie.
Yep.
Oh, that's right, the Rob Zombie one.
Yeah,
a lot of people are showing
Rob Zombie is doing.
He's directing a new Halloween version.
A remake of the classic original.
It could be a disaster.
It's probably going to be really bad because his other movies sucked shit.
The movie was alright.
I like these movies.
The Devil's Reject sucked shit.
Yeah.
I liked The Devil's Reject. I didn't like A Thousand Corpses.
I was like, this is fucking
like,
awful.
That movie took 5 years to get out, and when it came out, I was like,
yeah.
No wonder it was sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, he probably knows it.
True.
I'm sure he does.
Probably.
Yeah, but
But
you know. It was
That's what happens when you try to make a bad movie.
Mm-hmm. try.
It wasn't a bad thing. It's just it was something I haven't been to one of those cons yet, the ones down in Cherry Hill. And it was okay. I mean, it's just the same thing. You know, you got two rooms filled with, you know, B-list, C-list celebrities.
C-list.
You know, spending, you got to give out $20 to get an autograph from them. And it's like, fuck that.
That sucks.
And then you got the dealer's room, which is kind of like, you know, it's a combination of people selling shit and,
literally.
Oh, yeah, literally. People like, there was one guy who's selling shit. He must have not sold everything at a garage sale, and he brought boxes that just normal movies and just DVD shit.
What?
Yeah, it looks like.
How do you do that? How do you get away with that?
Well, he bought a table. You can just buy a vendor's table and put whatever you want.
It's like a flea market. You can sell whatever the hell you want. Okay.
A lot of people were selling bootleg stuff. Yeah. Like there was maybe like three or four people who were actually selling legitimate stuff, and like everybody else was selling bootlegs.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of people flocked was like a lot of bootleg stuff. You know,
yeah,
those are cheap.
And like Trauma was full in effect in there and everything like that.
Oh wow!
Like any film convention, they're always there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being in.
Was Virgil there?
No,
because it's not an anime. It's not an anime or comic convention. For some odd reason, he only shows up to those. But supposedly, he's
Virgil
done,
the wrestler.
Yes.
Yeah. Supposedly, he's done voices.
Anime?
Yeah. He was in a couple in Orlando during the summer.
Never heard of this.
Did you say he's done voices?
Supposedly he's done voices for shows.
He's never done voices on TV. As himself. How would anybody even know it was him?
Well, because it says it's Virgil.
Hey, fool, get your fucking hands off Pikachu.
Basically,
I think we've talked about this. It's an ongoing thing in convention when you see him. Nobody goes to him and asks for his autograph. Is to take a picture of him just sitting there at the table by himself.
That picture you have.
Yeah.
No, everybody who goes to a con, it's like a normal thing to take pictures of him just by himself.
Because it happens.
Yeah. It's become like a tradition with people on cons.
The tradition itself is just taking the picture. The actual event happening where there's nobody sitting there is just common.
Yeah, it's constant.
Well, his real name is Mike Jones.
Yeah.
Wow. Mike Jones, y'all.
Mike Jones. My name is Mike Jones. Like
and it says he's currently a math teacher at a Catholic high school in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And still makes regular memorabilia show and military goodwill appearances.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They're...
Hey, weren't you the slave that used to count $1 million man's money? Did he own
the
you?
Slave.
Yes.
He didn't do anything, did he? Yeah. Did he wrestle?
Oh, he wrestled eventually.
Yeah, he did.
Eventually, but how long did he wrestle, though?
From 91 till about 94.
And he wrestled terribly.
3 years.
Wasn't he ECW, too?
No. He was in WCW.
Oh, yeah. God.
He came back as Vincent.
NWO, he was pretty cool.
He was, yeah.
But like when he was like, when he broke from the $1 million man in the mid-90s, early 90s with, you know, the Piper's tutelage.
Yeah.
It was just so gay.
It really was.
He just was so queer.
Do it, damn it!
Hey.
This is so, like, I shouldn't even admit this.
I don't know.
When we were younger, and, you know, we used to have the wrestling figures.
Yeah.
Matt had a Royal Rumble. You know, and he,
oh, God.
He had, like, 20 guys pick up the ring and drop it on Virgil's head. We were like 12.
A little younger.
Probably younger. Yeah,
it's so cruel.
One of you guys just brought up Piper, right?
Yeah.
I have a question. You have that DVD still, right?
Yes.
In the Piper's Pit, do they have the one where he shaves the midget?
What?
Ew. They showed like a clip of it, but didn't show the whole thing. They had like a black midget wrestler and him Orton?
Yeah.
They held him up and they shaved his head. For whatever reason, I don't know.
A friend of mine, a guy from work, was telling me about it. And because he has like bootleg stuff of all the Piper's Pits. He has a bootleg tape of all of them. And he's like, you remember the one when we shaved his head? I'm like, that's fucking out of
What was
of
that, like 85?
Yeah,
it was real early.
He's like, I freaking love that. And I'm like, anytime I can pull that tape out, I'd sit there and watch that one over and over again.
I'm like, beat one off to it. Wow.
You really have too much time on your hand.
Yeah, they just kind of play it like out of context. So you have no idea what the hell's going on. You're just like...
Oh, look at that.
And there's a black midget getting his head shaved by Roddy Piper.
Just something that happened. That was something we did.
He's going, "Your big nigga nose." Your stubby black limbs that aren't proportioned to your black fucking fat black head.
Your cotton picking fingers.
Oh my God. You nappy headed midget.
Wow. That's it.
You big lipped watermelon eating bastard.
Wow.
Okay,
Watermelon's good.
It is. It is delicious.
I love it. Eat it every day, actually, at work.
And we were out of them at work yesterday. People were angry.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Gallagher stole them all.
Yeah, he did.
Is that guy dead yet?
I hope
no.
so.
No.
Brian Pillman dies, but he's alive.
I know. Yep.
You fried chicken eating fucking stealing my wallet motherfuckers.
All right, dude. All
right. Okay.
Did I go too far?
Yeah.
As always.
We're trying to tone that down a little bit. Uh-huh.
Are we?
Yeah, we're trying to get a broader listenership.
Oh, black people?
Well, yeah.
We're trying to get a broader listenership.
We're trying to get the majority vote here.
From one to two?
Yeah.
There's like three people in the chat right now. That's pretty good.
We're going. Yeah, not bad.
There's one.
Are you serious?
Well, there's a toucher, there's us, there's Chris, who I never count.
I can't do this anymore.
He has to be there. I know.
And
there's
quit.
There's the BJ show, who I believe they're all at Chili's, so.
they just pity us and leave their guy in the chat. They just leave the name in the
they're
chat.
They're like, the aristocrats are on. Aw.
Lunchtime.
Ooh, Chili's sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just go
just
to Chili's.
Eat dinner.
But I'd eat Chili's.
Okay.
I wish I could have like a big brownie dessert.
The Chili's one is the best. Holy
shit. How was the cake? I had to leave.
It was actually pretty good. I liked it. It was pretty good.
The hidden ingredient? Sour cream.
Yeah, I was
in a cake.
Oh yeah,
I was surprised.
Really,
mm-hmm. I was blown when he told me they put mayonnaise in cakes. Because I don't cook. Well, I don't know.
Just
that's disgusting. I'll never eat cake again.
In anything like that.
Oof.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Oof.
I mean,
after these messages, we'll be right back. Yeah.
It's the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com.
So loud.
Yeah.
Where are we right now?
Middletown, New Jersey.
Live.
We're live.
On Cringe.
Humorradio.com.
Or net.
Cringehumor.net.
Cringehumorradio.com.
Whatever.
Cringehumor.net. MySpace.com/aristocratsradio.
Bingo.
732-917-0456 is the live number.
Say it again.
732-917-0456.
You want to call? Give us a call. It's
lines are open.
Local long distance charges may apply.
You don't know.
Well, that's a Jersey number.
So. Arista phone.
ring, 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 ring. If we're really going to bring
banana
this...
phone.
This phone thing in, we should really start it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we should, but I'm still a little hesitant.
Okay. There's still nobody in the chat room, so don't be giving a shit.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, people are listening at
home. Well, we do have a chat room.
Well,
it's not ours. It's Cringe Humor's. But they like to have everyone come in there. If you go to cringehumorradio.com, there's a little link there. It says chat room. It's free. You just put a little name in, whatever you want to be.
Aristocrats suck.
And then you hit
something
chat.
Like
yeah, aristocrats suck. Cousin
like
Joe
Vaughn.
Rocks.
I like Perfect. Vaughn.
We wait until after 11.
Something like that. I know. It's always after second break we get our digs in. Yeah. Right when our number's cut in half.
Whoops.
Most of our listeners just text me. So.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that?
It's true.
Well, most of them are
you
banned.
You should just start a chat room.
Wow.
Start a chat room on your phone.
I don't.
Wait, hold on. Something happened.
Uh-oh. Webmonster Mike texts me with driving home from the emergency room. Fun night.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so he'll have something to talk about, perhaps.
Maybe.
Well, maybe he can give us a call.
Maybe.
Obviously, he has his phone.
I don't think
he
should be discussing his personal business.
Yeah, no.
Wait, hold on.
What's
text
that?
Him the fucking number.
He's not going to want to call.
No, he's not
going to
want to talk about this.
He doesn't want you.
Well, I have no idea what happened. The last time he had to go to the emergency room, he sliced his hand because he fell on ice onto like a radiator or like some shrapnel in the middle of Philadelphia.
Got my hand.
I'm dying.
I am getting a private call right now. I have no idea why. I don't know what
maybe
that
pick
is.
Pick it up.
I won't answer it.
Answer it.
It's
answer
a private
it.
Call. It's probably some stupid kid.
Chris said maybe you guys will get a webcam next.
That would be hot.
Wait, it
completely wouldn't be hot. I'm sorry.
Do we need a webcam? I don't think anyone
wants to
watch us do this.
Because
then I'm going to have to clean the apartment.
But the thing
is... you could just focus it on Vaughn the whole time.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Can we have the Vaughn cam?
If you...
Oh, just his
Carly?
Mouth. Just his mouth.
Do you have any webcams? Can you get some?
You don't have video input on your computer?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
We'll get a little USB camera with a long cord, and we'll just put it.
Mount it right here.
Yeah, we'll mount it on your microphone.
Nice.
So you just see your hard little eyes, your little beady eyes.
Hard little eyes.
And your fucking fat 9-year-old haircut. Which we saw in Two Kids in Houlihan.
We did tonight, as a matter of fact.
Hilarious. Big fucking deal.
Oh, my God.
I love when he reacts like that. He's just like, oh, fuck yourself. It's not funny.
I never got into the whole webcam thing. I don't think I've even had one.
No.
Ugly people don't do webcams.
Yeah,
yeah, you know.
As we shouldn't.
No, it's a big mistake.
Thank God.
I tried using a video camera with a video input on NetMeeting about, I want to say, maybe 9 years ago, whenever I got my first one.
How'd that work out?
Really choppy, black and white, really bad.
Yeah.
There's one online. It's a new company that started called Ustream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's all based around doing stuff that's live via webcams.
Oh.
And it looks pretty good. If you have a decent webcam, it actually you can pretty get some pretty good going.
I'm sure if two people have a camera that has a or a program that can use your camera at full speed, you could have a full size.
Well, these come out all right in the chat room. It has
full
a built-in
frame rate.
If you have a webcam and you go in the chat room, you can pop it up.
Yep.
We just don't have one for obvious reasons that we just explained.
Yeah. We're grizzly.
Because we're grizzly men. Yeah.
Grizzly.
I think it would be a funny thing. Just mount it right here and have my dumb face on the whole thing.
That would be funny.
Does BJ have a webcam?
Yes.
Yeah, they must.
Okay. Well, I don't think
they had on last week.
Yeah, last week they had it.
I think when they have guests, besides their normal crew, they have people. They have a webcam up.
That works. Yeah.
And then Joe has his on, and then I think Chaos has like two. You know, I think everybody has one. I don't know about Content Kenny, but
a couple of the chickadees got them too.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Showing off the merchandise.
The merchandise.
Way too much sometimes.
Yeah.
Oops. Golfer dies after cart plunges off cliff.
Yeah.
I just saw this.
A corpse in one.
A fucking birdie off the oh shit, fuck it.
Shit, fuck it.
Finally, he's
fucking. It's a record
scratch.
I was trying to get something out,
and it's just.
I know, no sound effects tonight.
I know.
Good.
Disappointing.
You guys wrecked me enough. Do you guys have to put the sound effects
wreck
in?
Yourself.
You wreck yourself, exactly.
I do it on occasion, but it's just we walked in, you guys. It's like automatic, you know, hit him with a bat. It's like, fuck it.
It's basically you drinking 30 shots. Getting in your car and we just give you the keys. We just kind of nudge you a little bit.
He's pushing. You're all right.
No, yeah, he'd survive. That's how dumb he is.
You want to know how dumb this guy is?
Wow.
Get more offended when you call me stupid than you call me fat. You know that?
I rarely call you stupid.
This guy makes coffee
you call
nervous.
Me stupid all the time.
Nah, I don't really go for that.
You call me dumb all the time.
You call yourself dumb. You sit here and say how you're legally retarded. You took all these special classes. We were talking about some retarded
guy
that got molested.
He's looking at you like you never
said. Yeah, we're talking about some retarded guy that got molested. You're like, I had classes with him.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to think?
I think he's lethally retarded.
Lethally.
Socially retarded.
Perhaps.
Salaciously retarded.
Salaciously.
Never mind.
Anyway, delicious cum.
Oh, and I'm gay.
You are.
You did create the character name.
Because it's funny. Because it's about a fat. It's about a fat pervert teacher.
So don't we want to hear about this?
Yes,
I do. Oh,
Go ahead.
I hope he's an 80-year-old doctor, and I hope he fucking suffers.
We'll see.
Wow, almost. Golfer died Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I guess that'd be today. After his golf cart plunged 75 feet
that's awesome.
Off a cliff.
How did he not see the cliff coming?
And crashed onto a road below.
Ooh.
The 65-year-old man
exploded into dust.
What was his name?
In the fucking ground.
Teed off with three friends on the second hole of the Palomesa Resort Golf Course about 50 miles north of San Diego around 10 a.m. And then he got into his cart. Bad idea, huh? The vehicle veered off the concrete pathway, traveled down a 25-foot embankment, went over the edge of a cliff, and then he died.
It was a par 4 hole.
He was
and he was just not doing the best today.
He was a recently retired estate agent from Irvine. He was ejected shortly before the car hit the road beneath the cliff.
Even worse.
And died on impact.
Even better, I should say.
So he got splat.
His name was not immediately released.
Okay. His face was in his asshole.
I know. I can't identify him. Like, yeah, he's got a sphincter for a nose. I can't tell.
Vaughn walk up to him and go, hey, what's up, ass face?
Finally, I can use it. Where's it
his
works.
Where's his fucking teeth? They're located in his knee.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, so oh, my God. It's terrible. You know, when, like, old people suffer such traumatic
Your Indian name was one joke too many.
Wow.
It must be messy, ooh, you know, because their bones are all brittle and shit, and they're just always full of fluid.
Did you bag of bones?
Yeah, they got all this, like, fluid.
Messy.
It just explodes into water and fucking...
guts.
Yeah, dust and bones.
Oh, okay. That's a way to
old
die.
Old people dying on impact. Does it get any better than that?
That's a good way to die, though. Just like
he must have had a heart attack on the way 75
feet's a
down.
Lot.
That is a lot. Like, how big would that be?
Like seven stories.
Seven stories. Like 2.5 telephone poles.
Wow. That's a long way to go on a fucking golf cart.
He probably fell in slow motion.
He probably had a heart attack as soon as he went over the curb.
Whoop.
Ah!
I would too, shit.
Yeah.
Whoopsie-daisy. How did he get so out of control, Carly says?
They didn't really explain.
He hit a pebble going 4 miles an hour.
They said they will inspect the golf cart for mechanical failures.
I don't think it matters.
What fucking good's it going to do?
How are they? I'm sure whatever mechanical failure happened beforehand is indistinguishable from all the mechanical failures that will be now. That it's
drugs or alcohol were not thought to have been a factor in the crash.
They check it, and it's like it's got a little switch that says... That's like, go out of control, go normal.
Drunk caddying.
Get up.
Fuck.
You put your age there, and they're just like, yeah, you had a good life.
He never got to finish that par four.
That's so evil.
I blame horseplay is what I think happened. I think that they were horsing around.
Okay.
And I think somebody got hurt.
Let's do this retirement right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They probably tried to tip him over and shit.
They did what you used to do with me when we get out of work. You used to hit me from the back. Remember that?
Trying to run him over.
Whoa, what?
No, he used to in his car, if we get out of work at the same time, we'd be waiting at a light, and he'd sit there and push his car right into mine.
Oh, Derek
back
bump
up
all the time.
And then do it again.
This was back when I had the Cutlass.
We had the Cutlass, yeah.
Yeah, did we talk on the show about the time he hit me with this car?
Oh, yeah, several times.
It's funny, because when Derek wrestled, he never bumped.
Actually, I did. I was actually very
good
at it.
Yeah, actually, he was a natural
bumper. Well, comparatively to
some other people.
Yeah, some other people whose names begin with W.
And end in... Never mind.
L.
You're making me ill, okay? Anyway, so that joke just completely...
He's lost the will
inside.
To wrestle.
Right. I'm going to break down a little here. Me and Matt were talking.
Yeah.
Matt and I.
Thanks, Mr. Rodman. when I went to a concert in New York a couple months ago, I saw a poster on the wall. Corrected myself for you. It said that, you know, Ray Manzarek and Robbie Krieger, they do the Doors shitty resurrection.
Oh,
thing.
No.
Yes.
The fucking sacrilege that it is.
Isn't the guy from The Cult their singer?
No.
Or what?
I thought they had like multiple people come
They
up.
Do. They
All
have
right,
a lot of
hold
people.
On.
The one guy that I saw who was featured, I don't know, for the tour for a couple nights, was the guy from Fuel, Brett Scallions, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Rapscallion.
He fucking sucks shit. He's so bad. Like, that, like Jim Morrison is probably like rolling over in his French faggoty grave.
Well, I remember when they first brought this back, like, and they did that VH1 special.
It's so bad.
When they did the cover record where it was just the original band with a different singer for each song. And the guy from The Cult.
Yeah.
And he did, like, the best interpretation, like, you know, like...
Imitation?
Imitation, yeah. Mm-hmm. He did the best imitation of Morrison.
Morrissey.
That would be even funnier.
get Morrissey to do it.
That when they actually thought of taking it on the road, they actually brought him to do the songs. Because he actually sounded the most like him. And I guess that kind of was over, and they were just now... cycling through people.
Did you hear what I said? The guy from Fuel.
I know. That's the worst.
All right. Out of all the people that they could get, why
well, hold
him?
On. When I told Matt this, he was like, it was so funny, Matt's reaction. He's like, he was just like so pissed. He's like, I'd rather hear anybody else but him.
Did you tell him this as he was blowing out his candles today?
No,
we were just hanging out. No.
Matt literally sighed out his candles.
Yeah, basically.
Candle.
I'm trying to say.
And just...
fuck. Took it. It like kind of reflickered a couple times, and then it went out.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. And then the people in the back smelt the sulfur.
The sulfur.
Then they ran out and sang happy birthday.
But, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I would be pissed for like all the hardcore Doors fans. Like, mm-hmm. I like the Doors. I mean, I'm not like a big fan. A lot of their songs are good. Like, I wouldn't want to go and see some complete shithead.
No.
Like.
Shithead.
Bastardizing all the songs.
It's
you know what I mean?
It's like when, was it, when Jerry Garcia died. And they brought back the Dead.
Yeah, you
and
can't
they
actually, replace him.
They call it the Dead now.
Yeah.
When they tour. And it's like, I'm gonna live in the past and remember the times
when
he's alive.
It is.
It's just a way to make money.
If they could have gotten somebody,
well,
maybe a little more worthy, a little more like
the
maybe
guy from
even
Fuel.
Bigger no, but, than the Doors.
But Matt,
anybody who maybe isn't doing anything right now, give him something to do. That guy from Fuel. I mean, I don't think he's with them anymore.
No, they're. I think they.
I don't
broke
think they're
up.
Like a band anymore.
But
thank God.
But Ray Manzarek has been raping the corpse of the Doors.
Oh yeah.
His whole career.
I like the way that sounds. Raping the corpse of the Doors.
No, it's not. I mean, like, yeah. Like was it Krieger? He hasn't done. He's tried to do his own work and stuff like that. And people have just, written him off, even though he's a decent guitarist. He's a very good guitarist. Mm-hmm. But they've written him off, And, Ray Manzarek has been, every book he writes, the two books he has that he's written about the Doors are completely, just telling the whole story, giving out every little thing.
Breaking down the fourth wall.
Yeah, just, if he K-fabe. Was, if, you know, if he was.
Breaking kayfabe.
And then any chance he has to put anything out.
Yeah.
Like a new tribute record or a new best of record, he's all over it. Oh. He's the first guy to say, okay, I'm there.
Because that's his job.
That's true.
No, I mean,
it's kind of over.
What happens if he stops doing that?
He can retire. He's got enough fucking money for it.
Maybe
sure
he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't get that much money.
It's like Roger Waters.
I really doubt it.
I'm sure Morrison's family gets a lot of that fucking money.
It's like Roger Waters. He left Pink Floyd.
Oh, the fuck.
The Who? What the fuck?
I'm tired.
He left Pink Floyd, and now he's doing his own stuff. I mean, he does, on live shows, he does versions of Floyd songs. I mean, he even does full-on Floyd records during his sets. But at least he doesn't sit there and suck the ass of what he used to be.
I hate that. I mean, I don't know, there's some bands, like some of the 80s, like hair metal bands, they had disputes with the singer, like Skid Row.
Mm.
Like, Skid Row is Sebastian Bach. Like, he makes that band, and he's not in it. They have the name. He fought for the name. He didn't get it.
Yeah.
But wasn't he brought in the band afterwards? Like, they had, I think they had one record out, and then they brought him in.
I don't know. I thought he formed the band with a friend of his or something,
I don't really know.
I don't know that much about him, but...
AR,
like,
in the chat room, AR Blade. R Blade? I
don't know.
He says AC/DC reinvented itself after Angus Scott died, which is a
true.
Good point.
That was one of
the few times where it actually worked.
Yeah.
How many records did they have out, though, before he died?
I don't think that many.
Like a maniac. I think they have three records out before he died.
Still, they were popular before, and they're popular after, and
they're still popular now. But, I mean, it's not like Manzarek when he's constantly just whenever he has a chance. If just like a remix of a fucking Doors song, his ass is on it, like backing it up. Oh, yeah, this is great. This is great. He didn't even listen to it. He's just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
How
check,
you know?
Please. Because he's that much of a cocksucker.
You're probably right, but.
Yeah, but how many other bands, have we talked about this before, actually reinvented themselves?
Well,
like Queen tried to do it recently with a guy from Bad Company.
See, I think if they can jump on it fast enough and, hang on to it. Maybe be around for longer than the previous, version of the band was around.
Yeah.
Well,
and then if they kind of die off, people might start recognizing the second version of the band as the real band just because they lasted longer.
Okay, talking about that, Van Halen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That worked. David Lee Roth leaves the band. They bring in Hagar.
Yeah.
More people our age...
I probably like Hagar better, actually.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Or even remember that version of the band better than they remember the David Lee Roth kind. And then what they tried? They tried it again after Hagar left.
Gary Sharon.
From Extreme.
That guy sucked.
And they did one record. I don't even think they got a record out.
They did one record.
They did one record,
and
went straight down the toilet.
Like, you fucking suck.
and it went down.
They fired him.
Probably the worst resurrection of a band I could think of is Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And fucking Buckethead on guitar. Like, what the fuck? Like, just make up another name for your band.
Yeah,
it's not
that's
Guns
another
Roses.
Name. That's like becoming Velvet Revolver there.
Oh, what is
not
it?
Not even.
No, no, I'm just saying. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the
Journey.
Same. That's what you do.
Like Journey. Their normal singer, I can't remember his name. But he left because he has vocal problems or something like that.
That's a big problem.
Well, he took time off.
Yeah.
But they couldn't wait for him to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So they hired the guy who was pretty much in the Journey cover band. They hired their singer. And he sounds just like him. Just he's younger,
okay,
different kind
that,
of guy.
Yeah.
And they tour with him now.
Hmm.
When they do shows and everything like that, they
well,
do
that
it
makes
with
sense.
Him. Yeah.
What was that called?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess like
it's
a
like the
substitute.
Ultimate cover band.
You don't really have too many singers.
Oh, here's a good one. Genesis.
Genesis.
Well, when
Peter Gabriel left and they replaced with Phil Collins.
Yeah, that was its complete change.
And they actually got bigger with the new lineup.
Well, it was a complete change when they were Genesis with Gabriel.
Actually,
it was more like
had
an
no
art
idea.
It was more like an art band.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they replaced them.
Yeah, but their whole sound changed though. Like 180% like 180 degrees. It went from like an art, like weird rock band to a,
semi-pop.
So a completely pop, not even semi-pop, completely pop band.
Yeah.
With the only vocal drummer I've ever seen.
How does
I always
that
thought
even
that
work?
Was so bizarre. I don't know. That's
just
very
put a mic
odd.
Back there.
No, I'm just saying, like, just, I don't know.
I understand technically how they did it.
I know.
I mean, like, there's a little bit more movement and... Kind of like
your
jumping
breath,
around.
Probably
like,
out of breath.
You have to have your head like locked in a vise in order to sing while you're drumming because you got to like I don't know.
Phil Collins is fantastic at it.
Yeah,
or
he's pretty awesome.
The Who. Now there's only two members of them left, and last year they did a big tour. They actually put a new record last year.
Yeah, if you see any concert footage, it's just them two on stage. That's it.
Yeah, they don't
show anyone else. They might as well be
just
behind
black
the
it out.
It's like the black guy in the Stones. You never see him.
What?
Yeah, there's a
black guy in the
there's
Stones.
There's a black guitarist or bassist. I can't remember. He's in the Stones. He's been like an unofficial member for years. And anytime we do any kind of like video, like if they're on tour and they actually have it taped, he's not allowed to be on film.
That's what? Nice.
What? Well, I think it's in his contract.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get that spook off camera.
I don't even,
he just deals me heroin.
And I think he's...
His cock is much bigger than mine.
Yeah.
Everyone's cock is bigger than
Keith
yours,
Richards
Mick.
Ain't having that, you know? Just give me a gram of the smack.
But, like, the Who's like that, you know?
Yeah,
Yachty. Keith Moon died, and they were like, you know, not going to do the band
anymore. And he ran over his friend. Whoops.
He did a lot.
Whoops a daisy.
He did a lot of stuff.
He did a lot of fucked up things. But he died, and then they would occasionally come back every so many years and do like festivals and a tour. Yeah. Nothing new. And then what was their bassist's name? I can't fucking remember his name.
I don't remember
either now. But good he died. Band. He died like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, right?
Dead.
And then they all of a sudden out of the blue decided to put out a new record. Like,
like thank God he's gone.
The why? Just call him the why. Why are you going still? Just fucking retire.
Yeah. And they're still playing. They're still playing, you know.
Was Peter Frampton like 90?
Yeah.
Just fucking give it up.
They're still playing Don't Get Fooled Again and all these other fucking old, you know, these.
Sound good. My Generation.
Yeah, My Generation, all that shit. Songs when they were like in their early 20s talking about how they never wanted to be old. And now they're the exact opposite.
They're just old. That's it.
Yeah.
Talking about My Generation.
Basically, what it comes down to is I would rather hear Roseanne doing The Doors than fucking Red Scallions, right?
But, like, what is it? Like bands from art.
That could be really interesting.
It could be.
Light My Fire! Yeah. But, like, bands that we listen to, I mean, not many of them have changed
over
the years.
Come on, Matt, give me some Roseanne. I meant some vocals, but
all
right.
That's all like, she would do.
Yep.
Yeah. Fat fucking pig. Like Roseanne, too.
Toucher, I am not knocking Buckethead. I have several of his albums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but cool.
This is true.
Feel the Crash has joined the room, and he says, "What's up, Shock?
What's going on, Feel the Crash?
Don't know who that is.
He's a fellow Mortal Kombat player.
He's a gamer.
Ooh, he's a gay.
Like,
up, up, down, left, right, punch.
Up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start. Feel the Crash.
Okay, like Glenn Danzig, right? He's been trying to like do the whole Misfits thing for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, even though every band he puts out, it gets...
Shh.
Oh, God.
That was just for Feel the Crash.
That was fucking fantastic.
Welcome
leave
to
the room.
Aristocrats.
I think I creamed my pants a bit.
Ew.
Mm. What's the flavor on that one, Derek?
Tutti Frutti.
It's very hoppy.
Eucalyptus?
Yeah. Eucalyptus. But, yeah, oh, I mean, like, Glenn Danzig's been doing that for 30 years. He's been, you know, he changes the name.
I was just going to do
that.
He
just does Danzig still.
Oh, no, yeah. He's still Danzig.
Oh, my fucking
son of a bitch.
Smells like shit. Smells like shit.
I don't smell it.
Oh, my lips are curling. I can't talk right.
It smells like shit.
Came out of my asshole.
Yeah, no.
But I'm trying to think of, like, bands of, like, nowadays, or like the 90s that have changed themselves over the years. I can't think of anybody.
Did the Police ever do anything after Sting?
No.
Another one. He is the Police.
Yeah.
They can't be the Police without him.
Aren't they touring now this year?
They are. Yeah. Hell is frozen over.
That's what they said with the Eagles, too.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
The Eagles.
Thank God they got back together.
Yeah. When the Beatles getting back together?
Okay, a good one. Another good one.
In heaven.
Chicago.
2.5 members are dead.
Chicago.
Chicago, right? Chicago back in the day, they were kind of like a funk band, like a little bit of like a funk soul band back in the 70s. And then all of a sudden in the 80s, Peter Cetera took over like balls and changed the whole thing to like a shitty love ballad pop band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm
not familiar with their catalog, so
I can't really.
You know, I'm just trying to think of bands that I know that have changed their sound over the time that they've been together.
Well, not just that, but exchanging members.
Well, no, I don't even think they changed much of the members. Hey. Yeah. Pete Cetera was in the band in the 70s.
Yeah.
I think it's just they when it hit the 80s, they just flip-flopped.
Well.
How about Peter Steele, huh?
I know
for a fact, like, they wouldn't.
Because they have their own acts.
That band, you know?
They haven't changed.
They would just play the music and have a giant phallus on stage.
Yeah.
Everyone like, would
bow. He just strap a bass to it.
Yeah, but he like writes every single song. Yeah.
But they haven't
like,
changed their
every
style.
Lyric, you know?
They haven't changed their style since record
no,
one,
they,
right?
They've changed
no, they have
here and there.
Dramatically changed, actually.
They have they'll kind of revert here and there, but there's definitely a different sound than there was like 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah. They've been evolving ever since.
Every band. You can look at No Doubt and say they've changed.
Well, true.
What happened? No Doubt.
Used to be a halfway decent ska band. Now they suck.
Gwen Stefani wants to be a friggin' hip hopper.
No, she's done doing that. Carly said
she's back.
Saw
that's her
at
idol.
The,
I forgot
the art center. And Gwen Stefani said that she is going to get back with No Doubt. Do No Doubt.
Wow,
right
it's gonna suck.
Well,
is she gonna ditch those gook dancer fucking things that she has?
I ain't gonna spend the $22 on that record.
So bizarre.
And they're all from Japan.
So they don't know a lick
Japan.
Of English.
That's why I called them gooks.
They're authentic. The one who serves me chicken fried rice is authentic.
What? Fried lice?
Shut up.
I think there's
chicken fried lice.
That isn't funny.
Rarge.
Fucking. Yeah. You are fired.
I can understand why they got fired.
They should have got fired because it wasn't funny.
They should have got fired when they said, "Okay, we're gonna do." When they passed this bit onto their, onto their executives, and they said, "No, you're fired. Fuck you. This isn't funny. You haven't been funny for like I don't know 8 months since you've been on the air."
Oh my God, AR Blade. Is it AR Blade or R Blade?
Is it two capitals?
No.
Maybe it's Aristocrats Radio.
I doubt it. He went to a Shag concert one time. I don't know what that is. They had the Temptations with original group member. They brought him out in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
Like 800.
What's their hit songs again? My Girl?
Yeah.
Is that Temptations?
Yeah. Yes.
My Girl, right.
Mm-hmm. My God. What the fuck?
My legs.
Yeah, he probably couldn't do the moves.
Talking about paralysis. My legs.
Wow.
I mean, what the... Why would you do that?
That's terrible.
I guess it's the catch, you know, to see the band and, you know, actually get
just
to
have
see
them
one
off stage
guy.
Or like from the waist up or something.
Oh,
well, do that bit they do with they did with James Brown when he gunning out and
when
like,
he died.
Can't go on.
Like they had the band.
No, really, I can't go on. I'm in a wheelchair.
Have him crawl out, kick him out the wheelchair.
I was high off of God. High off of God.
My parents saw Frank Sinatra like weeks before he died.
Really?
Awesome.
And they said like he just, like he was gonzo. Like he just, like he would forget words and then he would just like stop singing. And the band would just like go on like this weird tired. Imagine being in the band for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, it's got to be tough.
He would kick your
imagine
fucking
trying
ass.
To follow him and he's all senile and forgetting words. So you have to step in and try to like pretend like it was supposed to be there.
But the thing with that is that he's probably worked with those people for years and they probably
he was a cockhead.
What? He was a dickhead.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, definitely. He was. Like, documented. He was an asshole. Yeah.
Documented.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, literally. If you go to Wikipedia, it'll say, first sentence, he was a dickhead. Anyway, here are the facts about
Dickhead singer from the 50s.
Real name, Dickhead.
Richard Head.
Wow.
Rick Cranium.
Shut up. Anyway, Frank Sinatra. Was it him? I think it was him. He would have to have a pack of cigarettes on every single table.
That's what I told
you. Is
that
him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
What was that?
It was a guy I work with. Used to work at a concert hall, whatever.
Yeah.
And they had to set up the room for Frank Sinatra and
the green room, right?
Yeah,
obviously, like I think,
and they had to have special furniture. It had to be covered.
Oh, it was Ryder,
and clean linens and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he had to have a pack of red Marlboro Reds opened on every like surface area. So wherever he went,
if you had to talk to somebody, he'd just pop a cigarette out.
Yeah, okay. And they said he had like two.
Yeah,
that was it. That's so good. They had like five packs of cigarettes, and when he left, they're just like, "Yeah, you want some Sinatra cigarettes?" Like, yeah, fuck.
There was not like a special, but there was something on about. Bands and singers and artists.
The Smoking Gun's got all that shit. If you really want to look at it, they all the writers and stuff like that for artists. And they're
talking about all the weird stuff,
stupid
as
shit.
Like Van Halen or somebody like having M&Ms or something.
See, you know what they said about that was the only reason they did that was to see how closely they pay attention to the clauses, which could be true. That's a smart move.
I think some people do that, but I think a lot of these fucking high class artists, they just do it because
they posted the Rolling Stones one, and it was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, I think Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Hers is all fucked up. It's like, yeah, like they have to.
Black cock everywhere.
Wow.
They had to bathe the place in like a
freeware.
It's like they had to bathe the place in a certain color and stuff like that, and they have to have a certain amount of this, a certain amount of that.
It's
ridiculous.
Black dick.
Sorry.
What?
Wow.
All right. Who's that? Ben Affleck? How about white?
Yeah, that didn't last because he was fucking Irish.
And who is...
Fucked up,
is he still with Mark Anthony?
Disgusting. They got separated, I think.
He's just like a disgusting
They got separated.
Being.
Well, they were
Surgery
married.
Surgery was successful.
That's what it's called.
I know. Mark Anthony, that weird
Anthony.
Freaky... mole.
Skeleton.
One of the ugliest people in Hollywood.
That's Enrique Iglesias had the mole.
Yeah.
Mark Anthony looks like
a
skeleton.
Mole too.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well. He is
what does
one.
He look like?
Skeletor.
He just looks like an idiot. I don't know.
Spicator.
Wow.
That's what he looks like.
Spicator. Oh, my God.
He's disgusting.
He really is vile.
Yeah.
I hate him.
That's all I have to say about that. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
good.
Great.
Spicator.
Quick, what's the Skeletor line?
Yeah. If John Leguizamo just like stopped eating for a year, that's what he looks
basically,
like.
Basically, yeah.
Pretty
and
much.
And they pour like acid on his face.
I know. He's just
it's like
person.
Prince and John Leguizamo had a kid.
Oh.
And
she's vile.
And
I'm sure that actually happened, probably.
It could very well
and
have happened.
Jake Roberts babysat it and starved it.
In a bag.
.com.
Yeah. Jake Roberts snarfed.
Snarf.
Starve my pet.
Snarf.com. Starve my kid.com.
Thunder. What was that? They used to do those stupid cartoons.
Who's that?
Oh, Ate My Balls. Like Mr. T Ate My Balls.
Yeah.
Remember that? Like years ago?
Uh huh.
They should do that. Like Jake Roberts starved my pet. Random cartoons of Jake Roberts. Like giving someone food and then taking it away. Like giving him food and taking
yeah,
it away.
Yeah, he's just standing there with like the food in his hand. Just
like a
sun
wild.
Goes up, just sun goes weird. Down. It just never moves.
Just standing there. And he gets fatter. Each panel.
The snake's eating the other side of its body. It's like the tail is in his mouth.
God. Just disappears.
Like a coyote at bay. He's just cut the meat up here like this.
Was he in Knollwood Gardens?
Yeah, he's right across the street.
I actually want to do this.
What's that?
Let's see if this will work.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
It's about Jake the Snake?
Well, it might as well be.
Okay.
No, we got to wait for a commercial first.
Oh, my God.
These are, it's a school that had part of the yearbook was a little controversial.
Why? Did they show Brokeback Mountain in the yearbook?
I wish
they did.
I wish they did.
Parents complained.
A Conifer High School teacher, after pictures glorifying drinking and drugs, end up in the yearbook.
And good evening, everyone. I'm Mark Cobray.
I'm Bozzy Kanani, the school principal.
Bozzy Kanani.
Went too far.
Can I need, stop?
I need Kamosi.
Her name is Bozzy Kanani.
What is she?
I don't know.
She's like a kind of attractive...
Now there's no audio.
Drugs end up in the yearbook. And good evening, everyone. I'm Mark Cobray.
I'm Bozzy Kanani. The school principal admits some of the pictures went too far. Today, yearbook advisor Amy McTagg released a statement apologizing to the students, staff, and community.
She's got really big mouth.
She says that she discussed the photos at length with her editor, and they agreed some of the elements are completely inappropriate. She goes on to say, quote, "These issues detract from the many wonderful things that are included in this book." Linus reporter Anastasia Bolton is in Conifer tonight.
And sleeping.
Anastasia, what is the school doing to try to fix the situation?
She's fucking tired.
Yeah.
Bozzy, well, first of all, parents can return the yearbooks if they don't want to keep them. The school's also offering to fix some of the signage by taping over it. Some of the parents say, well, you know what, these are steps in the right direction, but they also say they cannot believe that this incident happened in the first place.
It disconnects me from this disillusioned world.
There are a number of things Karen Marshall does not like about her daughter's Conifer High School yearbook. Three pages in particular, 13, 33, and 71.
On page 13, actually, they have numerous pictures of students who are smoking pot, using, like, bong paraphernalia.
Oh, my God. They actually have a kid with a bong and a Ramon shirt.
Hold on. Was there a picture that they passed that was in the book that was just a shittily cropped picture of a bunch of alcohol bottles?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a Captain Morgan tattoo was one of them,
actually.
Yeah.
All right.
Why would you give this to your mother?
Was that all right? You're forming a thought or move on with the story?
I can't even formulate words.
I like
to,
how they say...
To summarize exactly... how fucking stupid this is.
Wait, on what? Oh, wait, what side? What side?
On the school side.
On the school side.
Okay. Literally. Okay. Like,
not to say, like, hide it. It doesn't happen. You don't want to know about it. No. Duh. Everybody knows it happens.
But who
you
looked
don't
at...
don't put it in the yearbook.
Who looked at that and just went, yeah.
We'll let it slide.
Seriously.
This works.
Seriously. Doesn't, like, the principal or some kind of, like... higher power actually get to look at it final.
They said that they went over it with the editor. And they thought it was okay.
The editor's probably a dumb hippie teacher.
No.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, not like maybe, yeah. Because no one in their right mind would allow that. Because they can get into a lot of trouble. It's on the news.
Yeah.
They're fucked.
If a kid's name is spelt wrong, it's like a to-do.
Uh-huh.
They had every year they have to recall the yearbooks at our school. At least.
And a lot of times they don't even get it. Sometimes they have the wrong name. They have an obvious name for a girl underneath a guy's picture.
Uh-huh.
And they don't do anything about it. I've actually seen where one person's retake was next to their original picture.
Yeah.
With a different name under it.
Nice. I've seen where a young, thin, black girl was replaced by a... morbidly obese white girl that didn't even go to the same school.
Yes.
How did that happen?
That was like a rib or something.
I can't wait to this name drop off air. I forget what
No, no, no. I remember this specifically.
I'm not going to name drop. Not that it matters, but I'm not. But all the pictures had a certain kind of like...
format?
Whiteness?
Like a format, like a certain kind of like lighting to it.
Yeah.
They're all kind of dark. This picture, the background was just paste white.
Yep.
And there was just his fat head. Like, literally, if you open the page, it's the first thing you looked at. I don't know how they missed it.
It's like a black spot on a white background.
Yeah.
You just see this, like, boom, it just jumps right out
at
you.
It jumped right out at you. I'm just like, that is not her. She's a tiny little black girl.
You actually look at the picture in anticipation of what's wrong with it.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, something's wrong there.
Yep. Yeah. Your eyes like scan the page, and it's like they go right up to the upper left hand corner of it.
Never
fixed it.
Because they can't. What are they going to do?
Mm. All right.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, every once in a while, they would get the little stickers and put it over the name. Yeah.
Everyone have a little crease in their yearbook.
Yeah.
I like how they're like, the parents that want to keep them, they can just tape over it. How about we just spray paint over it?
Uh-huh. We'll just rip the fucking pages out of the book. How about that?
The best part was when they would blatantly try to, like, color over people's T-shirts.
Yeah.
And you just could see that it was just like, okay, like, there was something on that shirt, but you just blocked the crap out of it.
I don't remember.
It was just horrible.
The blatant
Photoshop jobs. We were talking about a fella who had such bad acne that his face was literally like it was. I mean,
he looked like he was CGI,
like the mountains of the Himalayas.
It was. I mean, he just had for as long as I've ever known him, just horrible, horrible acne. Yes. So they photoshopped his face to be completely clear.
He looked like a Ken doll.
Yeah,
it still wasn't even completely clear. It was just like random blotched colors here and there.
And he looked like a CGI. It looked like they made a computer rendering of him. But like they're like he goes to like a really weird dermatologist and like this is what you're gonna look like. And
they like Bryce 3D'd him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they Bryced him.
Now, what Vaughn I think was talking about was it with the like a shirt. I've actually seen people's shirts and yearbooks with duct tape on them.
No.
I've seen that. Yeah, not. I don't think in any of ours, but I've seen in other yearbooks.
I remember my yearbook where it was like the Glee Club, and somebody's wearing like a kind of offensive shirt, or somebody thought it would be offensive.
Uh huh.
And then they blocked it out, but it was such a bad block job.
Visual distortion.
Well, no, they just pretty much put the square over it and it went black. You know, and it's like a white T-shirt,
black strip over their eyes, like an old
or like
smut magazines.
Or the best ones were like when they had those group pictures of the after school classes, and there was somebody who wasn't there, and they'd shittily photoshopped them in the middle, like it was like a grassy knoll.
I've never seen that.
Their fucking shitty head.
Are you making this up?
The sucked in head? There, or it wasn't even photoshopped. Like they cut him out. You could see that it was kind of like this badly cut image that they just glued back there, like a stupid picture. It's really totally the wrong color. Like, I think it's black and white, but the rest of the picture's color.
I think there was
I know what you're talking about.
Isn't there something offensive in one of the yearbooks once? Maybe somebody's quote or something? Because we would have the things in the back.
I think someone got blocked out. There was an 8 equals D for a penis.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in our senior year.
He was a gay kid.
Yeah, actually. 8 equals D for a little penis at the end of his quote. Like, a bunch of people's initials.
And they blocked it out, right?
Yeah. No, it was there. They didn't pick up on it. Nope. No. We had a lot of dumb people in charge.
Somebody had a quote that they actually blocked out.
I don't remember
it had
that.
Something offensive.
I don't remember that.
I think. I don't remember.
Anyway. But
let's get back to this. So yeah, there's a kid blatantly smoking pot.
This parade of dumb.
Well,
I just don't want to see any more people get hurt or die.
God, there's a kid just like smoking. Like there's smoke just pouring out of his mouth.
Like literally they were just hanging out in a field.
Wait, where
and
was this
they're
kid?
Smoking up and they took pictures and like, yeah, let's put this in your yearbook because we're cool and we smoke.
Do we know where this is?
Let's see if we can get this by. And they did.
What state?
I don't know.
Any state?
Yeah.
Any state USA?
Pretty much.
Sounds like a shit.
123 anywhere street.
Oh, I thought it closed.
No, you didn't.
I was about to get
rid of it. All right, let's just go back.
And this book is actually helping toward the delinquency of minors.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's doing any of that.
It's
just dumb.
Two students died when their Jeep rolled off the road. The Colorado State Patrol believes drugs might have played a role in that crash.
Yeah, so
there are some things in the yearbook that I don't feel like I can defend.
The school's principal, Pat Terman, says
some
parts of
God.
The book crossed the line.
There's so many interesting things in this.
There really is. That is a slob.
I don't feel like I can defend.
What is wrong with it? What is she carrying around? She has like an IV bag with her.
I think it's a catheter.
It could very well be.
I think she was beaten by one of the students. That's why she's in that
looks
wheelchair.
She looks like Forrest Gump.
What is going on in this picture?
What is going on in this school?
I don't know.
What is in the water?
Columbine, please.
Hold on. They bring up this slight little thing about these two teenage students that died when their Jeep fell off a fucking street into a lake, and they're blaming it on drugs, and they're going to put this in with the yearbook. Oh, yeah, because they're reading the yearbook. They're like, that looks cool. Let's drive off the cliff.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
Perhaps that happened.
How asinine is that piece in that clip? That doesn't need to be there.
No, they're just trying to link it. They're just trying to say, like, oh, they saw this in their yearbook, and, you know, they're like, oh, this is cool. We
it
can
should
do this.
Link UFOs to it.
Anyway. Yeah, well.
You weren't around for that whole bit, were you?
What was that?
I think it was me and Pat. It was during a pre-show where we were talking about, like,
I probably heard it.
How jealous people would get, like, oh, man, she got a whole page.
Yeah, oh, because she just because she died.
Yeah, all she did was die.
I hated that. Like, what is it? What is it? My brother
graduated. I was so jealous.
Well, my brother graduated, right? Those two kids got killed.
Yes.
Right? And the yearbook for the year, they had two big pages. It was like,
no.
I was like, what the fuck? Like,
for us, we had, like, one page for everybody.
Yeah.
I think it was. One page for everybody.
You guys had a shitload of people die that
year. There was a few.
It was about four.
Well, the thing is, like,
teacher died? And then, like, three people, three kids.
Teachers died. Yeah. And, but it's like, I can understand it. Teachers die, you put a memorial. But it's like,
why not a kid?
Yeah, fuck them.
All right, what I don't understand also about this picture is, why do they have to have a wide shot?
I don't know.
She's like head to toe in a chair with a lot of space around her. She looks like she's drugged up. Honestly, she looks like she should be in a wheelchair.
It's a shitty 11 o'clock news segment, dude. They don't know anything about this.
This is terrible.
But they had like a bust shot of her, which was fine. Yeah. And then they panned out. And now you can see her in all her awfulness.
They had to show the brutality of her sitting in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
All right, maybe they'll explain why she's such a horrid human being.
The school's principal, Pat Terman, says some parts of the book crossed the line.
Pat Terman.
We didn't do the right thing in some of the activities that we portrayed. And I certainly am not oblivious to the messages
here. There's a picture of a kid getting arrested.
That we have this section in the yearbook. I think it's an issue that the community needs to examine.
It's just they were trying to show what really happens, like with students and stuff, and it's part of their life.
Marshall says that may be, but as a parent, she wants positive activities highlighted, not the other way around.
This book represents everyone, not just the drug addicts at Conifer High School.
The school says it is too early to say whether disciplinary action will be taken against the teacher in this case, and Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says that they cannot prosecute those students who are depicted partaking in the drugs and alcohol based on pictures alone. They say those pictures could have been staged. Bozzy?
Anastasia Bolton, thank you.
Bozzy! Wait, hold on. They're going to take criminal action on the teacher?
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what they just said. They're going to take criminal action on that. They might take criminal action on the teacher because of these pictures, and they can't take criminal action. It's
all right. There's one thing.
What I kind of got from it all was that this was a segment in the yearbook called Regrets.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it was pretty much showing back at the last year of all the shit that's going on. So I can understand why they're bringing up the bad things that happened. You know, those kids getting arrested by sheriffs, and you know, drugs being done.
They had a bunch of girls posing with some sort of court document.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It said sheriff's office on it or something.
So a lot of people get arrested during high school. A lot of them.
So I guess a shit went down in that fucking high school during the year. And they just wanted to highlight it, which I can kind of understand that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's unnecessary.
I don't think you really need to highlight your regrets in a yearbook.
I don't think you
need to be reminded of
that. Well, no, you got Matt to remind you of that shit.
It's true.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to message you on AIM one night while you're playing Star Wars. And I'm going to fuck your game up, and that's going
to
be it.
Remember when you used to make the tent once in your pants? No, fuck this.
You fucked my game up once, and that was it.
I did.
I'm going out of
room.
Really mad.
I think he messaged me, and all I wrote was, "You have no idea how much you just fucked me up." I got pwned by some rebel Jedi.
Because it took like 20 seconds for your screen to refresh and get back.
It was just like I'm fighting, and it's like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, what? And then just goes, bling. And Matt's like, hey, there's some girl with hot tits and pathmark. And I'm like, motherfucker.
And I wish that's what
I
was.
And of course, I put it back up, and it's like, dun, 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 ba dum bum. It's just me lying on the ground.
You are dead.
Yeah.
Why do you leave your messenger on when you're playing the game?
I don't realize this. It comes on automatically.
A way message.
Like, yeah.
Away message.
Well, I put my away messages up on you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, now I do.
Turn it the fuck off.
Say, leave me alone.
You've never seen me on fucking AIM, ever.
No.
Yeah, and on occasion when I am on, I'm just like saying stupid shit. You'd even ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever he comes on, I know he's going to message me with something like...
retarded.
Yeah, completely out of the blue.
I don't give a fuck.
Thank God you don't know my thing. Whatever. I have yours, though, but I never see you on.
Yeah, whatever.
That's interesting. So what's up, Steve?
I'm ready to go to bed, actually.
Me too.
I'm sorry.
We only got a couple more minutes.
I really got
this is kind of funny. Girl calls for police help over messy Rome.
What?
Pedestrian in the central city of Braunschweig. Braunschweig?
Braunschweig.
Braunschweig.
Yeah.
Saw the girl crying in the window, holding up a sign saying, "Help, please call the police."
And Sting and everybody came and, you know.
Next to her.
They just started playing.
Boy. She does is bad.
Wow.
Quickly alerted, officers rushed to the scene to discover the girl had rowed with her mother about tidying her room.
Road.
Is it road?
R-O-W-E-D.
Oh, having a row is like mm-hmm. fight, yeah. argument, whatever.
Okay. Rowed with her mother about tidying her room and enlisted her two-year-old brother's aid to attract attention.
Oh, my God.
The room looked like a battlefield, said a spokeswoman for the local police. Officer told the girl to tidy her room.
Give me seven lashing.
When they came back two hours later to check, it was all cleaned up.
Nice.
And the mother and daughter had made up too.
Well, that
fucking Germans, man.
We played that 911 clip a couple weeks ago. Woman looking for a babysitter.
I need a nanny.
That's
this is a nanny 911.
That is just as stupid as that, right? It's like
it's a colossal waste of time. All of them should have been hauled off to jail.
Mm.
And then we don't understand why the cops don't get to brutal murders on time or. Yeah. Things that they really need to be there for, because you know why? They're getting hassled by these idiots.
They're getting hassle-hoffed over there by him.
No, they wish they were.
Are people getting drunk eating burgers sloppily?
We had a lot of good stories.
Oh,
Hold on to them for Thursday.
No, what's that? I want to go over that.
This one,
guy.
Was kind of funny. A young Eagle Scout from some county, whatever, was denounced by the.
Is he gay?
He basically raised a couple $1,000 to put a sign up that says "Welcome to Scottsdale."
Yeah.
Or Scottsdale or whatever. And they said his sign was ugly and they weren't going to put it up. He personally raised the money to put it up there and they said it was ugly. And they told him no. and then eventually they were just like, all right, fine, we'll put it
up. But I made it myself.
Arizona officials' MySpace.com page described him as a wild debaucher.
How old is this kid?
This kid?
This guy?
No, this is a new story.
Oh.
I don't know. But I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Talk about MySpace. MySpace crumbled, actually. Remember how we were talking about how they were, that one group wanted them to give out, Well, they actually are going to do
it. Yeah, they're going to do the,
they're gonna
what
give,
information
I don't know
they
how
have,
they're
going
to be able to do it.
Well, they probably,
everyone on MySpace could be fake people for all they know.
Yeah. Well, they're going to still try, I guess. They actually crumbled.
It's going
to
require, going to people's houses and finding out whether or not that person.
Yeah, but can't they find out if a person is, at their house?
Oh.
Their, what do you call it? The
IP.
Yeah.
Give it time.
Can they tell, oh, well, this guy is living at fucking 33, West Street.
Give it a couple months when there's a lawsuit because somebody was wrongly accused.
Probably.
And put on this list.
But, that's for the safety of the 14-year-old sluts.
Seriously. You know what? Don't let him on MySpace.
Yeah, seriously. I hope
that's
you get raped.
Yeah. No, that is your prevention from that. Don't let him on MySpace.
Yeah, just wait until somebody sues MySpace and the police department and the state that they live in.
They're too lazy to monitor their kids. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's just like this. It's just like that stupid yearbook thing.
Well, if they get rid of MySpace, then they're going to have to get rid of Friendster. Then they're going to have to get rid of Facebook.
Who really is on Friendster anymore?
Well, if MySpace disappears, everyone.
Then they're going to have to get rid of X-Peeps.
Whatever that is.
It's the X-rated MySpace.
Yeah.
Oh, is
awesome.
It?
Mm-hmm.
Or Flickster. Oh. Flickster is another one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a movie-based one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Okay, here we go.
Student arrested with homemade bombs.
Cool.
Apparently he was going to bomb... Falwell's funeral. He made what are they called?
Pipe bombs?
No.
You should probably read
bread
it,
bombs?
Derek.
Well, I'm just kind of going through this.
Yeah.
Read it before?
Yeah. No, why would I do that?
He was going to bomb
whatever.
The funeral?
He was going to have Derek go over there and shit his pants?
What the hell is it called?
Look at that kid.
Yeah, he's fucking serious. A big scar on his face. Mm.
I don't know.
He's going to blow his fat guts right
Nobody
out of the coffin.
It didn't work. He was thwarted.
Fucking asshole.
11-year-old boy whose parents won court approval to treat their son's leukemia with an unconventional method has died after 5 years of fighting the cancer.
But it says, wait, boy who fought cancer treatment dies.
Yeah.
What does that
mean? Him and his family fought to stop cancer treatment.
Wow.
So I didn't know it was a law that you had to treat your cancer. But I guess they wanted to stop the treatment, and they said no.
Actually, I've heard local, actually, relatively young, around our age, refused.
To get treatment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is currently refusing.
So, wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
He was still doing the treatments when he died?
No.
Or he was...
He stopped treatment for 5 years, I think he said.
Ah, so he lasted 5 years of treatment?
Yeah.
Pure torture.
Not bad. I mean,
well, depending
yes.
on what stage the cancer's in.
That last. Well,
apparently,
year
treatment's
was...
pure torture.
Yeah, well,
my uncle was going work. Through it, yeah. and he said he's sick 3 out of 4 weeks of the month.
Yeah.
So you're just like constantly sick.
You're throwing up and fucking hot, like feeling hot and shit.
Well, yeah, they're pumping fucking shit that shouldn't be in your body into your body.
Yeah, exactly. It's called radiation.
Yeah.
But you don't like get used to it or anything. So it's just you're constantly sick. So finally, people are just like, all right, you know what? Just let me die.
Yeah.
And he stopped treatment, and they told him, if you stop treatment, you're going to die.
He's like, well, I welcome it.
Fine.
Well, I'm going to clock out.
He said, peace out. I'm leaving.
Clocking out.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Like he's clocking out now.
Got to make a choice.
Fucking eyes have rolled back to his in the back of his head.
Oh,
you're like fucking done.
Oh. I am, dude. I've been up fucking what?
Yeah.
Killer gets death
20 life. Hours? I'm fucking tired, man.
This fella, Robert Corner. Or is it Cormer?
Porner?
Cormer. Never flinched Tuesday morning as he was injected with a lethal cocktail of drugs that put him to death. He took a picture of his daughter into the death chamber with him. He seemed defiant as he smiled and maintained eye contact with his witnesses as the drugs coursed through his body. His last words were, go Raiders.
I was going to say, nice. What?
Was he black?
Yes.
No.
Wow.
He's very white.
Okay. Wow.
Assuming that's him.
I thought it was the other picture.
Well, that's what he looked like before and after.
So,
before and after?
Oh, is that the same guy?
No.
No way.
So he's like 30-something probably, right?
Yeah.
Does it say? And throughout his entire life, the summation of his life was go Raiders.
Yep.
I'm glad he's dead.
Yep.
I wish he died sooner.
As he was doing reps, that's all he said.
Yeah.
But it's not like getting electrocuted or getting shot at or like being hung.
Yeah. Hanged.
Go Raiders.
Whatever.
Hung means you got a big dick.
Yeah. Give me a hung.
Hanged means you...
thank you for telling me.
You were hanged.
By a big dick.
But like the whole chemical thing is like it's supposed to just ease you into something and then it's supposed to...
Well, why should we be nice? Why be humane about it?
No, I know. You should...
Yeah, why do you got to swab them?
I would make them swallow grenades.
I would have them put their head above the... above.
Wasn't that a fatality?
Yeah.
The
bomb drop.
The bomb drop, yeah.
I'd have them put a head...
Robot smoke.
Yeah, thank you.
I put his head into a hole and then like a whack-a-mole. Just fucking beat the shit out of him.
Trying to make Feel the Crash feel at home.
Yeah, okay. That's
his name,
Eye for an Eye, whatever
feel
they
the crash.
Did.
Okay. What's up, man?
But there's a... What is it? There's a movie called Lady Vengeance, right?
Oh, and I can't even imagine what this is.
Oh, my God. And more filth.
And near the end, they kind of reveal what the whole big thing is. No, I think I'm giving away the end.
Well, what a plot! What a plot! Fucking.
Well, no. It's like
and at films and
what the whole big thing is.
This woman. It's a movie about where a woman gets wrongly imprisoned from a guy who stole her daughter for murders that he committed. He killed children, and she went away for a couple years. And as she was in jail, she was making friends. So when she got out of jail, she can plot her revenge.
Ah.
And the big revenge is that she gets all the parents from the other kids that he's killed, and he brings them all to a remote school, like a remote abandoned school. And as he's tied up in the other room,
don't do that.
They have each set of parents come in and attack him with weapons.
What?
Like
how
bats or knives or whatever they had in the area.
Enter the dragon.
Yeah. And at one point, you know, one set of parents come in, they're crying, freaking out, and they hit him, you know, whatever they had. I think one had a stun gun, one had a bat, and beat him. And then...
And a bunch of Asian Smiths run in and...
Yeah, it's a Korean movie too.
Goombas.
So at the very last is there's two groups, two mothers, you know, two different families.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And they don't want to do it separately because they don't want to be the last ones to kill them. So they all four of them go in, and with the rage, you see them run in and just attack them with whatever they had, and they had like swords and stuff like that. They kill the fucker, just cut him to shit.
They kill him to death.
Oh yeah,
kill him until he dies from it.
But that's like the whole eye for an eye, you know. You know, because they show how he used to kill their kid. Like he used to video of him killing their kids.
Slanty eye for a slanty eye.
Wow,
it was just horrific. It's a really good movie.
From
my bad description, but it's a really good movie.
It sounds bizarre.
A wonton for a low mean.
It's the same guy who did Old Boy.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that disgusting thing you told me about.
It's a good movie.
Old Boy. Maybe you're thinking of Hellboy.
No, isn't that the one with fucking the mother and he fucks his mother or something?
No, that's Bad Boy Bubby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that you have to see.
Is that one of those fine Australian films?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Tucker.
Although Romper Stomper is actually one of my favorite movies. That's so
no
good.
No shit, really?
No, it's like overall it's a good
movie.
It's
a very good movie.
Yeah. It was very like.
Sure. I want to talk about this sex predator real quick before we get out of here. He's from the Portland, Oregon area here. He was sentenced Monday to more than 24 years in federal prison.
Mm.
Ouch. After posing online as a teenage boy dying of leukemia.
Nice.
To coerce young girls into sending him sexually explicit images.
Dude, why doesn't he just go to MySpace?
He was going to MySpace.
No, just go on MySpace. Come on.
I guess he wanted them naked.
I think he wanted to.
Joshua Kistler, 31, chatted regularly with the last nine girls, with at least nine girls across the country who ranged in age from 12 to 14.
So he won't be used,
what a range.
He used his condition to gain the girls' sympathy. Of course.
The only thing that will cure me is naked pictures of you. Know. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he sent them pictures.
Joshua Kistler.
He sent them pictures of his stepson. An actual 15-year-old boy to further his story.
The only thing that'll cure me of my leukemia is pictures of your flat chests.
See your preteen pubes. Seriously.
I hope he doesn't live long in jail.
Probably not.
I hope some big guy named Joe just destroys him.
Yeah.
Cuts his balls off and makes him eat them. Ugh.
On that note.
Makes him eat them.
On that note. I'm getting hungry.
Makes him eat them.
Fucking, yeah.
That guy's a fucking creep.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy. Anybody care about that stuff in the chat?
No, the chat's kind of dead.
Chat died, man.
We're talking about Xbox Live.
Of course. Cool. Hey, you K3 talking there?
You bring a gamer in and he fucks up
friend.
The chat.
Hey, at least we got like six people in the chat.
Shaney McGrady, is that one of your friends?
He's another one.
Yeah, and Feel the Crash.
Cool. I was chatting with him last night.
Yeah, he said he wants you to go on there so he can kick your ass.
No, we'll see about that.
Yeah, right.
I'll give him his medicine.
Ew.
He's probably laughing now.
I doubt it. Oh. He actually said that. He said, is he going to get his medicine? Is Shot going to go on MK tonight so he can get his medicine?
Look at this. Look at this one, baby.
Is he passing out? Big tough guy with a tattoo passing out.
I'm tired and I'm hungry. I want to go home and eat my Rice Krispies.
It's not just that he's passing out.
He just had a fucking steak.
That was 3 hours ago.
I smell baby.
4 hours ago.
What?
That's what you say before you give somebody a babality. Okay. I smell baby.
You're scaring me.
You actually talk in that thing? Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't want people to know what I sound like.
Really?
I don't know why. Kind of creeps me out.
All you'd get.
Kind of like right now.
Like, I don't know with him. He probably has a more civilized group of people that fight with him.
Perhaps.
But when you play on anything else.
I heard it's just kids.
Just kids cursing you out. And you every known term for everybody. Like every anti-Semitic term imaginable.
Anti-Semitic, of course.
There's only about three or four.
Yeah.
I think you've named them all in one breath. Yeah, several times.
He's done a pretty good job of summarizing
In Galaxies, they find clever ways of spelling stuff. Like Jews is J-O-O-S.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they do it to be cool or if they think that
it's
it'll
just
get
funny.
By.
Yeah.
Like
well,
if they report
too.
It, maybe they have some kind of weird thing where they look for certain words like. Mm-hmm. You know, if you type nigger, maybe they have some kind of thing that goes through the reports, and if you see that, they'll raise a flag or whatever.
Well, what I remember from WoW was if the guilds had, like, offensive names, your guild would be destroyed.
There still is one called Shrouded Sun.
Yeah.
So their tag was SS. Uh-huh. So there'd be a bunch of stormtroopers running around, and right
SS
under their name, it would say SS. And finally, after years of them being that, somebody reported them.
God.
Yeah,
and they had to change their tag. They kept the name Shrouded Sun.
ZZ.
But now it's IMP. IMP. That was their tag. Because they couldn't use SS.
Gay. That is gay.
It's very gay.
Grow up.
Exactly. It happened. Get over it.
You're on an internet
Jesus
game.
Is dead and so are all those Jews.
You're on an online game. Wow.
Just like
all
the people
those
who publish. Yeah.
How they many? Never made it across just the Red
thousands.
Sea.
Okay.
Not all of them.
No, I was going to say, just like all those, just like whoever approved that, or whoever wanted all those pictures in that yearbook to begin with. Grow up.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Stop it. You were just trying to be outrageous.
Yep.
Outrageous. Much like Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, I don't try.
Trying to be outrageous.
I don't try, brother.
No, you don't try when you yell out, kike, at least once a show.
Did you do it this show?
Nope.
No, not yet. I'm sure you will, though.
You got a couple minutes.
No, why would I? There was no reason.
Oh, I don't know. How about that Joshua Kissler guy?
Was that Jewish?
It probably was.
Probably.
How about Brian Pillman? It's
Jewish.
Well, his son's birthday anyway.
Was he a Jew?
Yeah.
Oh, we got kicked off. Nice.
When was that?
Great. Well, we got kicked off the chat?
No, we got kicked off of
live feed because we suck.
When did that happen?
Wait, is Chris still on?
I don't know. We could have been off for days for all I know.
All right.
Is Chris still in the chat? Tell him to go fuck himself.
No, he's...
No wonder we're off the fucking feed.
Whatever.
12, what, 13? 12, 12?
Maybe that's why no one was talking anymore.
Maybe you just don't have internet connection anymore.
I think I do. All right, well, we're the Aristocrats, for those of you that are listening via podcast.
We really got to get somebody who's listening to this and telling us how fucking weird this is getting.
We used to have people do that.
Well, they're driving home from ambulances.
Ambulance? I got to ask him what the hell was up with that.
Get back to us. All right, everybody.
You can listen to us on cringehumorradio.com if they don't kick us off.
Dude, they would have done it already.
No, I mean, like...
Oh, normally?
This is like the third week in a row where we've been interrupted. I'm sure it's not them. I'm not saying it's them.
I was telling you, they were having problems yesterday, so whatever.
Whatever.
Aristocratsradio.com.
That's right.
Everything is on there, the board, the MySpace
page.
Yeah,
just go there, all the links are there. Whatever.
Yeah, if you want stickers, you might get them this century.
The cyborgocrats will take over.
The cyborgocrats.
The Aristoborg.
The Aristoborg.
All right, we're done.
Resistance is futile, and dead people are funny.
A lot of us need to go to bed.
Yeah.
This fucking sucks. Oh, wait, hold on. And that's how we close the show, kids.
Wow.
That's my ass.
And that's my ass.
Right.
Goodbye, everybody.